Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, Grudge World. Welcome to another Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. Hope everybody's out there doing mighty fine. Whether you're in sunshine or in rainy weather. Well, it's a mighty fine weekend. A lot of action going on this weekend. Racing jumping off. People doing what they have to do to make action. Glad to see that. We're going to see if we can get Ernie on here before we get off into what happened this weekend, upcoming events, what's going on in the grudge world. So, sure, with that said, I don't know if you have, you got Ernie yet or you're not able to get on or what. Sherry, you getting Ernie on? Well, she must be in the prop room. We give her a minute. We'll see if she get him on. Boy, let me just say this here. A lot of action starting to take place. Not like I am. Ernie, you out there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Ernie?
Man, I tell you what. It's been a busy last couple of weeks. These racers out here trying to wear me out.
Is that right?
Oh, man. They're busy. Oh, well, what's been happening out in Texas?
Oh, man. Good weather and good racing. Good racing this far. It started out here. There's just some good racing been going on.
Yeah, I've been talking to some of the guys out in Texas, and y'all got some good stuff going on. The guys are running. A Jekyll and Hyde car has really got itself a reputation built up.
Oh, yeah, they tough boys. They some of the tough back-ass cars out here. They're in the top. You know, them and Birdman, they're in the top.
Yeah, I hear that. Are y'all starting up any of this hard tire class out there?
This what now?
Are y'all doing the hard tire class racing out there yet?
We hadn't done any hard tire. When you say hard tire exactly, what are you saying? Some of the street stuff, or what are you referring to?
Well, they're starting a new class in the South. It's called hard tire, H-A-R-D tire, and what it is, two-wheel drive. Run what you want to run, but you must use street tires. They can't be, every tire has a rating on it, like a street radio from some of the companies have a wear reference of zero. Well, every street tire has a wear of 300. So a hard tire would be 300 or higher. So you have to run that, and that's going to limit you to the width of the tire, and it's going to have to make you run on a hard tire on an untreated surface. So horsepower isn't where it's at. It's finessing to get it down the track is where it's at.
Is that right?
They just give it the racers, well, some of the racers that are coming up a place to run and run for a purse, and it's getting a lot more people to the racetracks on Thursday night.
Uh-huh. But, we haven't started that yet, but, you know, things probably will come around. Some of the stuff, guys with the street stuff, like to run that street time, so probably be
seeing some. It's strange how racing starts in one part of the country, and it may not make it all the way across the Mississippi River, but then something over there will start, and it'll sweep up through the northern states, and then you get, like the grudge racing is, you know, it's swarmed everywhere. 28, 29 tires has really done good, but as everything, you know, money tends to take over a class, and your lower classes tend to run out of things. So, you know, starting your class.
Yeah, that happens, huh? You see that happen a lot.
Yeah. Well, I was going to talk to you about tonight. I've been getting a lot of calls last week on, you know, tuning plate systems, nitrous plate systems that go underneath the carburetor. Give you a little history on plates. When the first nitrous company started manufacturing Coffee Car and NOS back in the golden oldie days, you know, they came out with a plate that was a half-inch thick, and our plate was a one-inch thick, and that was pretty much the standard for years. And then in the 80s, we started to get into a little more experimentation. We found that, you know, the first plates had eight holes. I mean, total eight holes, four on each side. And it worked, so you used it. Then we found out that, hey, you know, if we go to 16 holes, these things will get a little bit better. And then we went from the 16 to the 32. From the 32, at one point, I think there were 64s. It kind of got out of hand. And going back and doing some evaluation and calculations on it, we found out that by reducing the amount of holes to, let's just 42, 44 holes, reducing the size of those holes creates a better atomization. And that atomization in a plate is extremely important. So when we build a plate for the general public, it's got to be kind of a one-size-fits-all. But now, we build custom plates for intakes like the Roush, Fords, some of the other intakes that's got tremendously powerful plenums and runners that go, that gets just pushed out all over the place. And the plates we make on those, we lay out the port system, and then we drill the hole pattern so it lines up with the intake runners. That way we can guarantee that each cylinder is going to get a proper charge and atomization of the fuel. And we want to get this fuel into the air and get it to stay in the air. So by controlling the hole pattern, we can shoot it through the fuel, atomize it, keep it up, and with the plate being right underneath the carburetor, you create a low pressure area on top of the plate because of the high pressure going into the ports. It acts like a vacuum pump. It's siphoning the air, just sucking the air down through the carburetor. That makes the carburetor run extremely rich, so you have to tune the carburetor or the nitrous. Motor that has been tuned to run on a dyno, just making horsepower pulls, will not run on a nitrous tuner. The carburetor jets are going to be too big. It's going to have too much timing in it. You've got to get all that under control. You know, I've told, you know, said many times that if you're running a 622, boy, you're getting a lot of noise out there. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I hear you.
You
know, I know it. Well, you got a lot of background noise. But a 706 only needs 88 jets in the carburetor. If you're running 9800s, 94s, you'll end up getting a jet spread in your plate system that may be up to as much as 20 numbers. And when you get past a six-jet number, that's telling you that you have a problem getting the proper air-to-fuel ratio that's almost always traced back to the carburetor jets. As that extra air is being sucked through the carburetor, it siphons out the gasoline. So, like I say, you've got to be careful with your jetting patterns in these dyno motors.
Okay.
Still there, Trey?
So, I understand that. So, you know, a lot of times, like I say, on the carburetor motor versus gasoline, what do you say for the guys that sometimes that like to run nitrous and like every now and then like to just run horsepower? It's better to probably just jet it for the nitrous and don't worry about how slow it might run without the nitrous on the jet. Would you say change it in between rounds on board the jet if you want to do it that way? You going to race somebody on nitrous and somebody on motor?
Well, you can run with nitrous or you can run without nitrous, but you cannot have a tune-up that runs both. If you're going to be a nitrous motor and you're going to race with it, then you've got to race with it. It's got to be part of your tune-up. It's like anything else on your car. The tires, I mean, you don't go to the track with two different rear tires. Yeah, so it's the same thing. Your combination in your carburetor, and your nitrous system have to be together so they'll make the horsepower that you want. The plate will always make more torque than a direct port system. Now, why is that? They're both putting nitrous in the motor. And nitrous gives you both torque and horsepower. But since the plate is higher up in the intake, and this high-pressure air is creating a suction through the carburetor, it produces more air into the carburetor. And that gives you a better mixture, which creates more bottom end, which gives you more torque. It's a higher velocity through the runners. That's the main thing. If you get a car that's too violent, say you've got 250 horsepower jets in it, and it just knocks the tires out, but you've got to have that 250 horsepower. Well, an easy way to calm any plate down is to extend the nitrous line from the nitrous solenoid to the plate. If you've got a 6-inch line on it, put a 12-inch line on it. If it's still too rough, put a 14-inch line, 15-inch line. What you're doing is causing that nitrous to flash off a little bit into a gaseous nitrous, and it's calming the torque down. You're still going to get the same horsepower, but it'll really calm that thing down on the starting line, and you'll make horsepower downrange. So keeping your carburetor in tune, keeping your nitrous system in tune, they've got to work together. If your system in your car has been running good, then all of a sudden you're starting to chase a problem. Understand, you've got a problem. What has changed? Either it's going to be the nitrous flow, the gas flow, or your ignition system. Always check those little blue filters. I can't tell you how many of those things that we take out and replace with an inline filter. It's just something you got to keep up with. And, we did a pretty in-depth show last night on the Ask Ernie Tech show, and we've had so many calls today about it that we're going to continue the conversation about tuning the plates next Monday night on the Ask Ernie show. It's at 6 p.m. Eastern time on Monday. But we archive it so that you can go back and listen to it at any time. We're going to have a good bit more information about the plate, how they work, why they work, some open conversations on how to tune them, and problems that people have been having. So, listen in next Monday night, CompuCar Nitro Systems, Ask Ernie Tech, like I say, at 6 p.m., or you can give us a call at 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-NITROUS for CompuCar Nitro Oxide System. And we'll help you with anything we can. You need some information, tech, parts, pieces, or just need to talk to somebody about your whole setup, you know, that's what we're there for. Don't be scared to give us a call. You know, we've heard most of the problems, and we fixed most of them. So Tracy, I'm going to turn it back over to you, and y'all have a good evening, and give us a call if we can help you.
All right, we appreciate that. Yeah, you got some good information they can tune into. Okay, Ernie, well, you be good, and we appreciate that.
Yes, sir. You have a good night.
Okay, then. All right, well, we want to talk a little bit about what's going to be coming up. As I want to state, a lot of racing is going to go down. Next event coming up, I had a cat product come on. He got a show coming up, 24th. I think it's 24th, 25th, that weekend of this month. And in Houston, also we got a grudging race, which is a race that's going to be featured around the world, going on at North Star Dragway on May the 30th, 31st, down in Denton, where guys on 28, horsepower, small block horsepower cars, they gonna be doing some kind of shootout. Man, this shootout is gonna be with a top four. You get a couple of events, and then they're trying to have a big one at the VMAX track in Charlotte, North Carolina. So, hey, make your plans. Come on out. There should be something. Give guys a chance to get into. They want to travel. Show your stuff, man. So it's gonna happen. North Star Raceway, May the 31st, 2829, and also all horsepower, small block deal. Then, as you know, Atomic Dog got a show coming up June the 14th. Got a motorcycle class going to be going down, and also got a truck. Long as no chassis truck, been running for a grudging belt. That's going to be happening. Little River. We'll be going down again down in Little River right outside Temple, Texas at June the 14th. And after we move on from that, as everybody knows, as the word keep getting around, it's getting bigger and bigger, and more people are talking about it. Like, we got 5 pro mods already locked in, and man, we talking none other than the world, the Grudge Inc. Outlaw World Grudge Nationals, man. It won't get no better. It won't get no bigger than this. This event here, man, is going to be featured over 2 days with a fireworks show going on the 4th of July on that Friday night. Also locked in on that Friday night, you got the Old Jack. You got Tree Man locked in. Tree Man doing it so tough. They also got Mr. 5-Speed locked in on that same Friday night. So that Friday night is going to be jumping off. As you know, we got back half shootout going on that Saturday. Pro Mar shootout going on that Saturday. Then we got Dante, guy from Michigan. He also locked in Tree Man and Peanut for that Saturday. Guys are going to be going down. And then, you know, we got the motorcycle club coming in with all those fancy bikes. Gonna do a motorcycle show for us. And then for the ones who like that rap, who we got? We got Slim Thug, Houston owned. Slim Thug gonna be in the house doing his thing for the folks. So, man, we got a full weekend. A lot of action gonna be going out. People gonna be calling the show, trying to make action, locking in these guys coming in. We got 25 teams from across the country that's making this possible, spreading this love around, man. It's going to be going down. So make your plans. Start getting your hotel reservations because, man, it's going to be going down. So everybody, we just keep tuning in. They got some guys calling, trying to lock the guys in. Probably got a lot of them out there listening right there. They've been asking Atomic Dog who's who. I told them, come on the show, and you'll be able to find out who's who. Listen, you hear somebody, feel free to call them out. So, guys, they're going to be got some of you guys sitting back in the bushes right now. They're going to be trying to make action the closer we get. So make your plans. It'll be a great event. Sharon, we got anybody who want to give a recap on this past weekend event? What's going on? I know we had an accident down there. Good thing about it, I can say about the accident, man. The road case guys done their thing. Had two fine races going in action, man. They had an accident. But thank the Lord, he looked over and spared them. And the road case has done their job. So, God, another thing, you can't beat that safety. Make sure you got your equipment in check and be careful out there. We got anybody who want to come on and give a race count? Sherry, you seen the hands up out there?
Yeah, you've got hands up. I don't. I'll go to Alley Cat first. I know what he wants.
Okay.
Alley Cat, your mic is open.
Good evening. Good evening, Grudge. Well, see how everybody doing? I'll let everybody know about the. Oh, I ain't too much, man. Doing all right.
Oh yeah.
I'll let everybody know about the race May 27th, Houston, Texas, HMP. We're gonna have the 580 and the 7-0 class. We're gonna have the world famous Willie Dawgs out of Georgia, the King of Grudge. He'll be in the house. We got Tree Man to be on the property, looking for action. We just about got him covered. You know, it's a couple of cars wanting to run him. We got the associate is gonna be on the property, and it's gonna be a very interesting night. We already been on the phones all day today. We got quite a few locked in races, some good races. Good at all the action gonna start at 6 o'clock. The gates open at 3 o'clock. The first grudge race is gonna take off at 6 o'clock, and we're gonna race on. We don't have a curfew out there. We're gonna race until we finish. And please get there early in enough time, because there is construction going on in front of the track, so it may be a little chaotic out there. But if you get there early in enough time, everything will be all right. And if anybody want to lock in with a back half car, we got a couple of cars in the bushes just waiting. They on the line tonight, so be careful what you guys say. All right, and turn it over to you with Tommy Dawg. I'm going to sit over here in the bushes and smoke me a cigarette.
All right, Cat. All right. Okay, Sharon, go to the next hand and see what they got. Sharon, yeah. Well, if she opened your mic. She might open your mic before she went in the private room, so if she open your mic, if you heard her say something to you.
What's up, Tracy?
Okay, your next hand.
Smooth, your mic is open. Smooth, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tom?
What's happening, man?
Shit, not much, man. Shit. How y'all doing out there in the grudge world today, everybody? I'm just coming on up, man. Just listening to your show and seeing what's going on with everybody.
Man, I want you to give your opinion, what you think on the topic when we come up on the topic tonight, man. Hey, man, y'all done y'all thing. Y'all got y'all another win. What can you say, man?
Yeah. I got me a little old victory this weekend. You know, me and old Mr. Thorne got it on. And, came out with me old victory, you know, but yeah, I see what your topic was. I comment on it a little later on, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Butler, your mic is open. Sorry about that, Smooth.
All right, go ahead. I'm through. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead.
Okay. Butler, your mic is open. Butler, your mic is open.
Hello, group. It's old Butler. How y'all doing, Tommy Dawg, me, Sharon?
What's happening,
Bob? Oh, man, just banged up a little bit, but thank God everything's going pretty good, pretty smooth, man. I just want to tell the grudge world that kind of gave me a lot of phone calls and text messages, man, that that I couldn't get back to and the ones I did talk to, appreciate the concern and, you know, and the support and phone calls and, you know, we had a few of them call me and, you know, ask me if I needed any help to give them a phone call and appreciate that, man. And I just thank God to be here to see, you know, see some more races and be around some more races. And, you know, we're going to see what we can do about getting this thing back together or getting us another coin. You know, maybe hopefully by the first of the year we'll be back out for something. Oh, did I lose y'all, Tracy? Hello?
Yeah, I
hear
you, brother.
Oh, okay. I thought this thing had went blank or something, man, so I just want to take a
look. Yeah, it is. It is kind of quiet. It is kind of strange.
Yeah, just want to tell the girls world, man, I appreciate all the phone calls and support, man, and, you know, we had a lot of good action down at that racetrack, man, so just look forward to seeing some more of that, and, man, I'm going to go back over here and soak my old ass in some Epsom salt, goddammit, and some Ben Gay. And I'm glad King B came out, you know, unhurt, man, and unfortunately that type of shit happened in Grudge Racing, man. We just got to shake hands and keep the peace, man, and just keep moving. So that's kind of all I got to say on that tummy, dog. I'm going to sit back here on mute.
All right. All right, man. Okay, Sharon, Nate.
Look, your mic is open.
Hey, top of the evening to you, Miss Sharon and Tommy Dog. Slick Team Nightmare, man. I'm really just sitting back in the bushes just listening. But anyway, man, I want to give congrats to my whole team, man. It's, you know, Nightmare did her thing this weekend, man. And, hey, man, that's what we do. Come out straight good and try to bring some pain. They're going to have a little fun, man.
All right, y'all definitely bring across the max. Somebody got some noise. You need to check their mic. You ain't talking. Somebody got some noise. Mute your mic.
Oh, yeah, that's what we do, T. You know, that's what we do, man. We come out there so far, man, and, you know, we straight grudge with that Nightmare, baby. That's just what that is.
I hear you, man. Congratulations to you for doing what you do. So we'll sit back and see what happens to you.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Okay, you got next.
Deontay, your mic is open.
Oh, hello.
What's up, Deontay?
What's up, baby?
Man, sure, not much, sure. Man. I'm...
Slow muscle. We got a big event coming, huh?
Oh, yeah, we got the Grudge Inc. World Outlaw Grudge Nation going down, man. I was telling folks, you locked in, you got a car nobody really heard of, sort of like a mystery car, some say, a ghost car, some say, but, man, you've been coming on the show locking folks in, so.
And you know
I
what?
Know you think.
I mean, King Arthur talked to me today. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, is that right?
See, a lot of people out here. Yeah, see, you got a lot of, I like to call them phone thugs, phone racers. They talk real good over this phone, but ain't none of them going to race. They say everything they want to say, but ain't nobody going to race. They hide in the bushes. See when this blue beast come down there, all these people that talk all that stuff, ain't none of them going to look my way. They just going to go by Tracy and say, that's a pretty car. That's all they going to say. And, but like I said, I'm bringing three cars, Tracy. And I'm going to say this because King Arthur said he think I'm scared. I'm calling out, after Tree Man, I'm calling out any chassis car. I don't give a fuck a screw blower. I don't give a fuck a turbo car. I don't give a fuck. If you got John Force car, goddammit, you let me go, you got that. I don't care what they got. I don't care how much they weigh. I'll come down to the race. I'll come down to the win. If I win, I win. I lose. I don't care. I'm coming to race. You understand what I'm saying, Tracy?
You say you're bringing three cars. What other kind of car you bringing? You saying something?
I'm bringing a back half. I'm bringing a stock suspension car. And I'm bringing my ProMod car. So I'm just going for the ones that just say, oh, Deontay, I ain't got this car. Yeah, you do. I got this in the trailer. I'm bringing any car for anybody that wants some action. And I'm bringing four other people with me, but they're going to be a mystery. They just going to see them riding there with me, and they coming with some bad cars. I'm going to say it like this. See, they say I'm scared to race. I'm going to miss his name. If Frankie Taylor want to race, he in Texas. If Frankie want to do Austin Taylor with me, I'll lock in with Frankie tonight if he don't hear. If he got a poor screen car, I don't give a fuck. If anybody, I don't care. They got who they say who Texas hero? The little I forgot his name. Got a pro nice car running 80RL. I know him, but if he want action, he got action. Jeff Snyder, that's his name. I'm mixing it all names. Jeff Snyder, Stevie J with the shadow, he can get action. Tony Bond, he can get action. Anybody that just want to race got action.
You must be going on a world dominance tour the way you calling out names, I mean.
Hey, look, Tracy, I got enough money. I'll race any motherfucker about anywhere they want to race. You hear me, Tracy? I'm tired of like people just calling me out the blue. They calling me. Don't call me. I'll be in Texas. See me in Texas. You ain't got to call me. You ain't got to call me. I'll be in Texas. I'm here to, look, like I said, the teacher don't call you at home and ask you to come to school. They just see if you're coming. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right. Tell the folks what's the name of your car. Tell them what's the name of it. What's the name of that car again?
Baby Powder will be there. Her name,
Baby
Powder. That's her name. Hey, Tracy, a lot of them say, why her name Baby Powder? They going to see her. They going to wonder why her name Baby Powder.
Look at Deontay. If you're trying to look up your car, what you going to look it up on the Baby Powder?
Yes, sir. You're going to look under Baby Powder.
Okay. That sounds like a bunch of hype.
Hey, look here. I'm Mr. Baby Powder.
Yes, sir.
This is King Arthur. We were talking hell, and I had to goddamn be catch the flight and come see what you look like myself. I flew over your little old private property you got out there, and I must admit, say, man, you more than just talk, ain't you, son? And you did everything that you say that you were going to do. So now, I hope you ain't like what you say that's down here.
See, when I say I want to raise somebody, my money talk to me. I ain't about to just give nobody no money. I like to deal with Tree Man for a reason, because I want to race. You know what I'm saying? If I want to raise somebody out there in Texas, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw some money on top of their car and tell them, let's go. I want to run. I ain't got to talk. I ain't down for all that talking. Oh, you think you can beat me? Okay, put some money down. Come beat me. That's all you got
to
do.
Say, man. Well, look at here. Well, I just want you to know when you get to Texas, don't get mad if I throw some up in and put a big old dent in your hood. And I ain't talking about no chain.
Hey, if you put a dent in my hood, goddammit, that means you must mean business. You won't.
Yeah, I want to throw that big old suitcase up there and knock a big old dent in the goddamn top of it.
Hey, who was that, King Arthur?
You already know. Quit playing.
Oh, goddamn. Why the hell you even on here? We done talked for hours. Hey, we done already done talked. Hey, you throw a dent on my car. You throw a dent on my car, goddamn. You put a dent on my car. You paying for it.
I told you like I told you, you know. You come down here with all that good shit, you know, I like nice things. I'm going to come look through your little old sweep and your goddamn three-car truck, a car, all. I like all that kind of shit. I'm going to come look at it, and hell, if I like it, I'm going to buy.
Hey, you can come on over here and buy.
Why, you bullshit. Tracy, I need you to get Mr. Firespeed on the phone because he said something today that I know Mr. Firespeed old goat eating pretty good.
Well, what do you think?
We got to get Mr. Firespeed on there because I want Mr. Firespeed to hear what he say. He can say in his own words what he say. And if he forgot what he say, hell, I got it on tape.
Let's get Firespeed on here, because Deontay right now is beating on his chest like he a bear. He say he ain't born no man, so let's get Firespeed on here and see. And before I forget, I forgot this weekend DJ Grant having a race in Montgomery, Alabama. I forgot to mention DJ Grant having one in Montgomery, Alabama this coming weekend. But yes, 75 feet on him.
But tell DJ Grant to get on here and tell people that.
Hey, you got a point there, King. You got a point there. That's damn right. Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all better hope Mr. 5 Speed answer the phone, you know. My gracious to his wife, you know, his wife in the coma, so, you know what I'm saying? You better hope he answer the phone.
Yeah, we sorry, but.
Gotta get 5 Speed on here
and
see what happens.
Of course, I want you to send Mr. 5 Speed his deposit money back. Because, you're going to give you enough to go back on. I told you. You cost you like about
$1,500. You ain't going to do that. King Arthur fucked over. Hello? What'd you say,
King Arthur? I'm going to give you $1,500. Hey, look up under your left front tire when you get ready to go. It's going to be $1,500 taped up under there so you can have gas money. Get your ass back.
hey, you ain't got to worry. Hey, if you put $1,500 out of there, if I still got an extra 7 spark plugs, goddammit, I'm racing that too. Goddammit. Hey, I don't want your $1,500. I want they to call my wife all the way in Michigan and say, they done pulled me out some money. Come get me.
Hey, and then guess what? I'm gonna have Johnny Taylor playing them last $2 you shouldn't have spent down here in Texas.
While you playing Johnny Taylor, I'm gonna play some Willie Clayton, boom, boom, boom. Cause goddamn it, that's what it's gonna be. Goddamn it, you talk a lot of stuff. Goddamn it. Hey,
don't you know you disrespected? Hey, I know who else you say you didn't call him out. You didn't say nothing about Stevie Fass. Hell, you know what you were saying.
I Stevie Fass. I called him out.
He
called
King
him
Deontay. Deontay. Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
I did call 5 Speed, but he can't come on the show. He is at the hospital in intensive care with his wife right now. So
let's
just offer him our prayers. Let him, you know, take care of that business.
Yep.
Well, Miss Sharon, you should have told him that's all right. King Arthur gonna take care of his ass. That's what
King Arthur ain't gonna do a motherfucking thing. Come over and talk about
man.
That's what you gonna do.
Hey, well, guess what? I'm sure glad we're gonna be in Texas. Cause guess what? Your nickname is already one guy named Butt Naked, but we're gonna have your ass butt naked when you get out of Texas.
Hey, it's like this. Hey, when I'm done with the tree, man, you're going to want to buy my car. You're going to want an autograph. You're going to want to know where the fuck this car came from.
If you get around tree, man, goddamn me, you're going to have me butt naked. Because I'm betting never goddamn dime on it. How about that?
Hey, I'm betting every time. Hey, I wish I could. Hey, I'm going, after tree, man, goddamn it, I got some other names that want me. Hey, shit, I called everybody over here. So please. I'm about to do the Tracy. Please come to the show, and please come find Deontay Big Money Holmes Lakers, because I will be right there by my car.
Say, hey, look at him. Well, I'm going to have your sticker so you know when you go down the highway, they'll really know who you is. I'm going to have a big old sticker made. We're going to put something over that big money and put little money or no money when you need it.
Well, look, Baby Potter is not taking no hoses or no grudges. So if I go down there, let's just say how coincidentally I go down there, magically get beat, because I don't think I'm getting beat anyway, magically get beat by somebody.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be like. I will come back in 2 weeks, race the same people who beat me, to say for 2 times more money would they beat me for. Somebody
hey, Derek, did you hear me?
Yeah.
You don't get your ass out of Texas running, hollering, and looking back.
Shit, I don't think so. Hey, I'm going to whoop so many people in Texas, boy. I'm going to make people wise want to come down here and marry me.
Well, that has been said once before. That was the first thing Tony Bynes said when he first come to Texas. Say, man, I can understand you say you're going to beat one or two, but you're not going to beat the whole goddamn state of Texas. That's disrespecting the whole state of Texas.
That ain't disrespecting. I just say I got enough money to race anybody I want in Texas. If they want to race me, a school board car, they let me go. They got ass shit. If a school board car...
Wait a minute. You talking real fast, Mr. Powell. Bro. You're going to have to let the school...
I ain't gonna let no school board get no money on me. He gotta come off the trailer. I ain't giving no school board no money. You gotta come off the trailer like I come off the trailer, and we're gonna go head. We'll go heads up. If he come off the trailer like I go off the trailer, because he come off the trailer. He can't make no test hits. But if he wanna come off the trailer, he got action. I don't care if it's John Ford. I don't care who he is. He got action.
You don't care who he is?
No.
You better watch your goddamn me. You better watch what the fuck you say, because I was going with Ashley one while, so John, I know John a little person. You better watch what the fuck you say when you talk to me.
Well, shit, tell John, I tell you what, if you got John Ford's number, I'll call John. Tell John he can lock up with me too, goddamn it. I'll rate John Ford. Fuck John Ford.
When you get your ass out of the state of Texas, I'm going to have any and every goddamn body I know around the border. Before you leave, I told you we're going to race your ass all the way back to Detroit.
You can race it all the way back to Detroit. I'm going to take it when we get to Detroit, too, goddamn it. Myland ain't that far.
And you know what? And the reason why, goddamn, we say race all the way back to Detroit, because you probably know people up and down the highway. Every time you get a dime, we're going to get that.
You ain't got to worry. On my way to Detroit, I'm going to stop at every track on the way to Detroit. And I'm going to call King Arthur and say, King Arthur, I'm at this track. Bring your ass over here.
You goddamn right. You remember where you going? You ain't going no further. When you leave San Antonio, the next big place, do you know where it's at?
Where? You going to tell me, ain't you?
You damn right I'm going to tell you. It's Houston. That's where you going to be parked at Tree Man's house, because he's going to have all your goddamn money. And I'm going to tell him, give you a little bit of time when you ask me.
I tell you what. King Arthur, you go ahead and buy you a golf cart. Oh, I give a fuck. You got an action with a golf cart. We can race golf carts, motherfucker.
You don't have to watch no goddamn golf cart. Fuck a golf cart. I run you on my damn feet. We don't need to run no goddamn golf cart. You run your goddamn mile.
Man, who are some of the hottest people out there that's really showing out this early in the year and doing their thing with one of the best teams. I like to see what the girls were saying for a lot of folks around here for the race. You know, some of them got some names and they've been showing out doing their stuff in some of the hottest teams. So I want to go to the line, man, and see what the girls were saying. Who are some of the hottest people right now? Hey,
man, you know the hottest motherfucker. The hottest motherfuckers right now, y'all know it's the Nightmare. Quit bullshitting, man. Come on.
What's
well,
that?
You can't, hey, you can't even, hey, hold on. I'm going to confess that. Watch this. The Nightmare doing their thing, and they racing one race or maybe two races a night. But I'm going to throw a name in there that'll race three or four times every time he up into the track. People just don't give the credit. And that's Pretty Tony. Now, I'm going to put Pretty Tony name in there because I feel like it's the hottest racer right now in action, bringing action. He bringing three, four times a night with people.
Hey, look out, Tracy, look out, man. I hear what you said, Pretty Tony. You sure right. He's doing his thing. I thought for Pretty Tony. I mean, the boy's doing his doggone thing, but here's what I'm saying is, I hear what you said, but you can't take away from that Nightmare either, baby, because that Nightmare doing his thing. Every time we come out there, we come in the grill and show up, get it on, baby. I'm for real, for real, for real.
What kind of car is the Nightmare car? What kind of car?
Y'all doing your thing. I'm not taking nothing from you. I'm just saying what you think the hottest team out there. Y'all, when y'all go, y'all racing, y'all doing y'all thing. But y'all race maybe one time a night when Pretty Tony races three, four times a night on a Friday,
Hold on, T. Did you try to make it sound like we only going to race one time? I mean, maybe after we take care of our business, we be looking for some more action. We just can't get no more action. You see what I'm saying? Don't make it sound like we just, you know, we come out there with just for one race there. We come out there to grill. That's what we do.
Well, what kind of car you got, Nightmare?
What kind of car
Nightmare got? I got a back-ass car for him right now. If he'll be there on the 4th.
You make the fun for you get your ass in trouble early, man.
No, hey, shit. I got a backup car that's ready in North Carolina right now. Hey, don't get to talking because I ain't that far from Texas.
Well, when you got there, let me get on I-35. Let me know you're headed this way.
What kind of car is Nightmare got?
Back-ass? Hey, it's a phone call. Spoon on the phone. Spoon can take care of that.
Smooth.
Let me. He got an ass
kicking.
What's up, Smooth?
Cliff, your mic is open.
Nightmare?
Cliff,
your mic is open.
Hey, Trace.
Yeah.
How y'all doing, bro? Well, hey, we got a single copper back ass car.
All right, the Nightmare, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you be down there in Texas on the 4th?
Oh, yeah.
I want you. I got a back half Mustang. I want
we're
you.
We're looking.
Since everybody saying, I guess you say you've been looking for a race. Hey, we can race. We can. Hey, I'm coming out on Friday. God damn it. Yeah, my pro mod car running. I'll race you my back half car, too. They need action. I ain't bringing no cars to sit around and look pretty.
That's what, well, we got to see what you got. We don't know what you got, man, but we sure will race you. Yeah, we ain't scared of you. There you go.
We need to lock that in. We need to go ahead and get that
done. I can't lock shit in on no ghost car, man, but I promise you guys, damn, if you look, if I feel like I got action, we're going to dance, I bet you that.
All right, I'll tell you what we'll do. How about then, in that case, we lock in $500. We'll send Tracy both $500 a piece on racing $2,500 or better, and then when you see my car in Texas and you see it's a true back-end car, we race for any goddamn thing you want to race for.
You didn't hear what I said, dog.
It ain't a ghost car. If you don't
want to
race, I'll give you a
$500.
If it's
a ghost car or me, I don't know what it is. Then you talking about what you talking about.
I just told you what it is.
Look at what I'm trying to tell you. From what you already said, you have Cuba hitting me already, so I ain't going to give you a
goddamn
I'll let you leave and I keep my big motor in there.
I'll let you leave and I keep that big motherfucker in there.
Nah, you said you're going to chain motor. Chain motor, let me leave.
If I chain motor, just put your hands up. Put your chain motor, just put your hands up.
I'm in there.
Hello? Hello?
Somebody's got some
Hello?
Background noise.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Somebody need to mute their mic.
Check
Hello? Your mic. Somebody check the mic.
Hey, Nightmare.
Yeah.
If I change motors, we're going heads up.
If you change motors.
If I change motors, we're going heads up. And I tell you to keep hitting my goddamn motor I put in there, too. If I change motors, we go heads up.
I got Nightmare. Look here, man. Like I say, Cat, I don't know you. Don't nobody know you, you understand? So I really just
Right,
I
knew.
You know what
I
saying?
Knew. You
so,
this is
when,
even
when
what
I get
I'm doing.
Look
I don't know what the fuck
out.
I'm doing.
Check out. I'm going to make it sweet for you. When I get there, look at you, see where everything's going.
Hey, no,
you the same motor. I mean, I really look at your motor.
I got a back half car. Ain't no looking. I got a back half car.
That don't mean shit, man. You not understanding, man. You already
said
you changed
the motor.
I ain't worried about the back half. You keep saying about the back half. I ain't worried about that. You saying, you know, I'm saying you're bigger than me in the front, so you saying you're going to change. So if you change, you understand me? And I feel like I got a chance. We're going to do that. If not, goddamn, let me tear my ass, and then we can do it like that.
I tell you what. I'll let you leave and give you the break. And
yeah.
You got action. I'll keep that big motor in there.
What you say? What now?
I'll let you leave. You got the break, and I'll keep that big motor in there, and I'll whoop your ass.
You going to let me leave and the break? I mean, you're going to give
and
me the
I'll
break?
Whoop your ass, and I'll keep
give
the big
the
motor in there.
Okay, I tell you what, because you're talking too much shit. Goddamn, so keep that big motor in there. You say you got. Give me the back car and the leave, and I'm wiggling dance, motherfucker.
Now, all right, then. Hey, send Tracy $500. You got that goddamn race. Send him $500. I lock in $5. I send Tracy $500 more, and you got that goddamn race. I ain't scared of no money. Shit.
Yeah. You gonna give me the back car and the leave?
Right? You get the back.
What you saying?
The
back
car
and the leave.
You want the back car?
You got a true back half car, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you gave me the back tire and the lead.
You know what? Yeah, I'll give you the back tire and I'll let you go.
Goddamn, Mary, I'll try you. Goddamn right. Let's do that, man.
Send Tracy $500. I'll send my $500. We're right for $2,500 or better. And I'm just gambling. I'm gambling. I don't give a
Tracy,
fuck.
Tracy, man, that's a bet, man.
Hey,
that's a bet.
We'll do that.
Hey.
We'll do that.
Hold on.
Lock that in, Tracy.
Yeah. So,
the
race, what time y'all trying to do it?
We're going to do it at 9 o'clock.
What
day? On the
4th.
Saturday.
On the 5th. Saturday. Good with
Deontay?
Yeah, that's good with me. Okay, so Deontay backhand car against Nightmare.
Hey, Tracy, true backhand, not no extreme and all that bullshit. True backhand now.
What you mean by true backhand?
He says he got a true backhand. So true backhand, not no extreme backhand.
So what do you mean by true backhand and a extreme backhand? What's the difference between that? I'm not understanding.
Reggie got the flow, original flowing and ring, all that. You know what a backhand is, yeah?
So you want me to come out there and race you with a 12-point, like a 12-volt rear end, some shit like that? Cause you know,
no, like that stacked suspension, motherfucker, you're spreading your brain.
Oh, okay. What I'm saying is this.
You got to, when people say true backhand, depending on how you characterize that true backhand, depending on where you come from, what they consider true backhand. So he from Michigan. So what he called a true backhand versus what we call a true backhand might be different. Let him explain his front end and see if Smooth him like his front end. Because we come from different parts of the country, and we might look at it different. So let him explain it and
okay.
Smooth y'all, see if y'all like it.
Okay, explain your front, yeah, explain your car to me, man.
Okay, all right, my front end of my car basically is, I say this, my whole front end of my car ain't no steel. It's snap on. It's like a goddamn Pokemon car, but it's a back half car. Everything is in the stock suspension era, but it's a back half car. Everything in the stock spot was supposed to be, but it's a true back half car. That's a true back half car. That's what's a true back half car to me. So if you see it, you might be like, oh shit, this is a top sportsman car. But actually, it's a stock suspension back half car. Everything is still in the stock suspension spot. It's just a true back half car. Double frame rail, all that shit.
So Smooth playing what you call a true back half car. You know, they got stock, stop, back half. So explain to him what you looking for. So, you know, because that way it can be different when we come to them parts.
I tell you what he can do. You understand me? He can, if he ain't got the regular goddamn stock arm, I mean, you know, the rail arms on that. He can have the Kim Smith front end, but that's all he can have. He can't have all that other bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Then we can lock that in.
Look at it like this. Y'all can lock that in, but y'all have a – I think it'd be better if when you get to the track.
To their house. They can pick the land they want to race in. I'm coming there. I'm a visitor.
Okay. You going to get us all
okay.
Land, too?
Okay.
Remember me. Somebody
you got me right. We all gonna have money. We we all gonna be kissing and hugging on you when you leave.
Yeah, like, we gonna be the homeless and everybody
yeah, okay.
on your motherfucking ass. Now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
hey,
when I whoop y'all ass, y'all
hey.
Be hurt. I whoop all y'all ass, y'all hurt. Y'all hurt.
Hey, but I just want you to know that Birdman, he's a distant friend of mine. And,
I don't give a fuck
but,
about your friends or Birdman.
Come on. We're trying to get Birdman on here now.
I don't want to run him off, y'all. I got to let him talk.
You ain't got enough money to box me, bro. You ain't
with
me.
I told you. Say, man, I'm tired of you talking about all this goddamn money. I did a survey on goddamn Detroit. Detroit is goddamn me up for a motherfucking grant from the president. Ain't no goddamn body up there got no money. You quit talking about all the goddamn money you got.
Hey, hold on, hold on. I think we got Birdman on here.
I got Phineas.
Let me talk to Mr. Birdman. Hey, Mr. Birdman, this is King.
Hey, this is
Phineas. Hey, good deal. Birdman, this is King. I need your help. We got a goddamn color boy. Acting up and telling that he don't give a damn about nothing. Say, sir.
The color boy, huh?
Well,
that makes it all better then.
Yeah, would you take care of this color for me and I'll be your distant friend from now on. Please don't let this, you know, the end come down here and act up like this. Would you have
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, King Arthur. You ain't nowhere near my friend when I get in the other lane with Tree Man now.
I know, you know that, but this motherfucker gonna run over. He talking about running over you. He talking about running over you to get to Tree Man.
Wow.
And he said,
right.
Now talk that
hey.
Shit now, Color.
Hey, I said
I mean,
I want anybody. I said I don't give a fuck about Birdman. I don't give a fuck about the Flamingo, whoever the fuck y'all got. I don't give a fuck. If you got enough money, I'll race you. Hey, I've been calling
you
about the way, Birdman. Birdman,
I know you gonna get fucked up fuck on that night, man.
Hey, you ain't gonna do a motherfucking thing. You worried about if I got a two back ass car. You scared. Hey, anyway.
Damn what you talking about, nigga. You
hey,
gonna get fucked up.
Whoop your ass. What the fuck you want to do with that Camaro? You want to
How you know this car has
Pro Mod?
You got me fucked up. You want to whoop this pretty motherfucker? I'm coming goddamn from Michigan. I'll whoop your ass. I ain't coming from Michigan to take a loss. The fuck you want to do with that goddamn Camaro?
Say, look at your brand man. Hold up. I run his back ass and then look up his ass in that other car.
I want you to run his back ass. Hey, Birdman, I got to send $500 tomorrow to Tracy. You say you ain't never lost a poor mind, goddammit. Lock $2,500 up the motor tonight. And I'll Tracy have his money tomorrow.
Hey,
I
can't lock anything up with a broke motor. So you just going to have to wait on that.
I'll give you a motor. Goddamn, I want to race you so bad. Fuck your car. I'll whoop that car ass.
I've been trying to get a race all year long, can't get a race. And then 2 days after my shit breaks, I get a phone call with a screaming Yankee wanting to race. Are you kidding me?
Hey, listen.
Screaming Yankee, that's a hollering Yankee. What the fuck you mean screaming?
I ain't just like, hey, look, I ain't about to give my little question. I'm fucking with you people. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to race me, like I say, I don't give a fuck about the Birdman, the Shadow. I fuck all y'all ass. I don't give a fuck. What you want to do?
Hey, you got a back-half car over there you want to run it with?
I
got to say something. I heard you say a broke motor didn't come. I got to come in his defense. He tried to get me to call you on Saturday, but I said that they racing, man, so I don't want to mess with him. When I get to the track, I go over and talk to him. But y'all was getting ready. You was in the car. Getting ready to shake down for your race, so I didn't want to bother you. But he said he had told me to get in contact with you before y'all broke. Once y'all broke, I didn't say nothing because I knew y'all had broke. So I told him, I said, I heard they car, so I didn't say nothing to him. So he did say that before you
broke.
What do you want to run us with, a back-half car or a pro mod?
Shit. He said a back-half car.
He said he had a back-half car.
I got a back-half car. Hey, if you really want to get froggy, I got a stock suspension car, goddammit. I got a car on 2829. I don't give a fuck what you got. I got stuff for every class.
Well, hey, we'd be glad to run. We'll be glad to run.
You think I'm full of
shit? It just happened, so I don't even know what's wrong with it.
King Arthur, you talk so much shit. I bet you 10 grand, motherfucker. I come out of 3 cars, motherfucker. What you want to do? I talk shit.
I bet 3 goddamn cars you bring. Goddamn it, you get action with all 3 of them. How about that?
I bet you 3 cars I bring, motherfucker, gonna be over looking like the motor's too big. I don't know why he down here. He can't race us.
I say the motherfuckers in there is too low.
Hey, well, if that's the case, you shouldn't be your boy Nightmare over there scared. Goddamn it, tell me cat over there.
Hey,
got their biggest thing, man.
Nightmare and them, they goddamn me, then got smart. They just wait till you get here and hit you in the top of the goddamn head. That's what the phones are doing.
Man, I ain't got time for that shit. A motherfucker called me right now. I send Tracy money right now, goddammit. And I don't give a fuck. I ain't seen your car. I'm confident in my shit, motherfucker. If you confident in your goddamn back-ass car, fuck it. Wait for me. But if you wait
for
me, my car.
Hey, man, I did a little interview on you. Hey, I did a little search on you, and they say everybody up in goddamn Detroit be kicking off in your ass.
Oh, they kicked my ass.
Hey.
I need you guys that aren't talking to mute your phone. Little Mac, your mic is open. Bushnell, your mic is open. Tree Man, your mic is open.
Hey, hold on, man. Let me lock in the race.
Hold on.
Let me lock in the race. Hey, Finney. Open Finney mic.
Go ahead.
Now, you say y'all ain't never lost to a pro mod.
Yeah, I just thought of that. We did lose to Roy James. You're right.
Okay.
I forgot about that.
I'm going to put it like this, man. I've been cool and I've been quiet about it. You know what I'm saying? Because we all know what the deal is. But since y'all capping about that pro mod, when y'all going to get that car fixed? Man, I'm going to get y'all. Y'all put y'all in y'all
come
places
on, Tree
pro
man.
Mod car.
You had four chances to run us, and now we're broke.
No,
I didn't see
that
in your character, buddy. I really didn't see that coming in your character. Come on.
Okay, but listen to what you just said. Listen to what you just said. I've been cool. I ain't calling y'all hot. But since you camping, how long y'all going to take y'all to get that coffee?
I don't know. I think the block's split in half, but I'm not sure.
Oh,
I got to check.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what you do there, Birdman. Let me buy your car, please, get that motherfucker real mode. Let me buy your car.
Hey.
You ain't going to fix that motherfucker. Let me buy it.
Hey, it's for sale. How much you got?
How much you want for? How about I just goddamn go get a car, I whoop your ass and take the goddamn motherfucker.
Hey, hey, Tommy.
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy.
What's up?
This Bushnell. Hey, no offense. I bet $100 at Nightmare don't run that boy over there. He ain't gonna run him.
Nightmare.
I bet $100 you ought to stay out of there.
I bet $100 he don't even run that boy. When he see the goddamn car, he gonna say no.
Who would have bet that $100? Who would have won that
$100? This Bushnell. That's who I am.
I tell you what, put some all money up since you so motherfucking tough. Put some arms on that, and you can tell your ass. Nigga, you don't piss me off now, nigga. Put some arms on that, and you can tell your fucking ass what you want to do. What you want to do, nigga? What you want to do, nigga? Okay. Put some arm on up and you can tell your motherfucking ass, nigga. What you want to do, nigga?
Hey, hold up. Hold up.
What you want to do? That's what the fuck I'm talking about. You can tell your fuck ass, nigga. Put some arm on up, nigga. Put some arm on up and you can tell your fuck ass, nigga.
Hold on.
Watch the N-word, Nightmare. Watch it. Be careful on the N-word, Nightmare.
Okay,
well,
he talking that shit. Put some arm on up, nigga. I'm tired of your fuck ass. You put some arm on up, you can tell your ass.
Hold on. Which one? Which Nightmare dude is that? Because
I'm sorry, y'all.
He didn't tell you what to do, or else find somebody else in your class, man. Put some arm up. You can leave. You can go. He just told you that. Get the other way.
I got stuff. Hey, look here. Hold up. This is the way y'all sell left. He wants to kick. He wants to move. Then the goddamn move. And then if he wins, goddamn come back. Y'all say y'all will run twice. Goddamn come back and run head up. And that'll break that.
Lock it in.
Like
you.
Hey, no talking trash. Look, Tracy got my money. Lock your money in, and you will see me down there, too. You can get your ass drugged, too.
Oh, he ain't got your money yet, because, goddammit, I watch all money come across the border. It ain't made it yet.
Hey, Obama. Hey, look here, Obama. Obama. Obama.
I ain't Obama, but I am the goddamn president. Go ahead, son.
Hey, I wish you had a car, King Albert. I'll whoop your ass.
Hey, I do, but I got cars, but they too slow for your car. You have to give me the hit, clear, and let me throw half the track. Now get to talking that shit now. Give me half the motherfucking track. And guess what? Bet like you wanted, you son of a bitch. Now,
what you
been agreeing to everything. Give me half the track. Listen.
What you got, a regular car?
I got the slowest dragster in the world.
Yeah, okay. I don't give a fuck. I still get to have a track of that slow motherfucker dragster.
That's right. Okay, well, since you give me that, give me the goddamn, give me down there by that motherfucking cone, and I go back. You motherfucker.
Fuck you.
I turn that long motherfucker backwards. You give me to that first cone down there, and I run your ass backwards.
Fuck you. I ain't giving you no money. Fuck you. I ain't giving you no money.
Well, quit fucking with me, because you give me any more, I have all of it.
You ain't gonna have all of it.
I tell you what, I'm tired of you. Fuck it, me and you can match money. Go to Facebook. My page is number one. I'm tired of you talking about money.
Hey,
skin, Texas.
Facebook, I'll be in Texas. I'll pull out all my money. You pull out all yours. I bet I take your money.
Where did I tell you I was gonna be at in Texas? You were already.
Hey,
I was going to told you, when you come in the goddamn gate, you'll see a money truck, and that's me over there.
Hey, hold on,
we got them on hands. I'm getting plenty of checks. We got them on hands up. Let's see somebody trying to race. Who we got, Jaron?
832-4671. Harry, your mic is open.
It's called Jekyll and Hyde, man.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Be red, your mic is open.
We're going to get your goddamn ass.
You ain't going to do a motherfucking thing. You gonna wipe
I'm
going to
get your ass,
mic is open.
You going to wipe my car before me and T-Man do our who got the best looking car contest. You going to wipe my car down.
I sure will, but you'll be a broke motherfucker
like
for
I
me to do.
Your mic is open.
I know.
Go ahead, Tracy.
I thought you called B Red or Scooby.
I did. B Red, your mic is open.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Sharon. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
I don't even know where to begin. Tracy, we appreciate you coming out to the trailer Saturday and taking some pictures, man. It was good to see you out there. And that boy in Detroit, boy, he writing a lot of checks. I sure hope he got the money to cover it. We have to put the city back out on Greyhound to try to sneak him out of Texas if he don't come with that money, man. But I like your young man's spirit. If he could, Tracy, the question I have is, if you could, tell him to give the name of those cars that he's bringing with him so we can at least see something on YouTube or something to show that he really, who we say he is. I know you visited with the young man. I don't know if you could tell us that what you saw was for real.
I've seen pictures of the cars. I've seen pictures of them, so go ahead.
Hold on a second. Somebody's got some background noise, a conversation going on in the background. If you're not talking, just mute your phone, and then when you're ready to talk again, just unmute it. Now, go ahead.
Yeah, he sent me pictures of a stock suspension car and a back half and a Pro Mod, so I saw pictures of them. So, you know, if he say let you see them, then I will, but other than that, I won't. So that's his call on that.
Okay, well, if he could just kindly just give the name other than just baby powder, because he said he's bringing 3 cars. I'm assuming he raced these cars on a regular basis. Let's get some name of some of these cars. Give us at least an opportunity to take a look at the cars and see what we're talking about.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, what's the name of these cars, bro?
Well, the back half car ain't got no name. My stock suspension car ain't got no name. I just named baby powder because that was just the paint. So I said, fuck it, baby powder. These cars ain't been raced. The back half car been raced before. But the stock suspension car been raced before. My chassis car only made 360-foot passes. And I'm giving some shit done to it right now. So, but if it ever came down to it.
The sheriff, call Dresser.
Hello?
Yeah, you got to go ahead, bro.
Hello?
Go ahead,
Josh. I'm here.
Yeah, so, yeah, like I was saying, so if I ever came out to it, I mean, I'll be in Texas with all of them. This right here, this ain't no handic. I ain't trying to get no money away at all.
Okay. Well, I was just trying to get a little verification. I didn't know if Tracy had seen these cars with his own eyes or something.
I just seen pictures.
Okay. Well, can we not get it confused, Tracy? Because you know I'm hearing the words like scared and all this other nonsense. You know, nightmare that 150 plus races. Races with people, not passes. Okay, so we're not scared of anybody. We just gonna make sure we do our homework before we throw our money up there like we ain't got no sense. We've been in this for a minute.
Man.
We don't do no dumb.
This the guy with the nightmare car. This the guy with the nightmare car.
He was the nightmare team.
You the owner of the nightmare team?
No, sir.
Are you team with the nightmare? You team nightmare? You with him?
Yeah.
It's like this. Look, no disrespect, sir. You know, I'm young. You're older than me. I don't mean no disrespect, but it's like this. If you believe you got a badass car, who gives a fuck if they got a name? You got to look on YouTube. What the fuck do you care?
I was just wanting to take a look at the car, young man. We already locked in. You locked in. I just want to see the car.
Hey, none of my cars on YouTube. I'm not a YouTube hero. It's like this. My car will be in D. It'll be in Texas. You understand what I'm saying? But I tell you what, if it make you feel better, I can give you my dude who built my back ass car. You want his number? You can talk to him. He gonna tell you you should leave that motherfucker alone because he gonna whoop your ass yourself. He might tell you that too.
Okay. Well, okay, young man. I appreciate talking to you. We'll see you in July. You've been locked in already.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't got nothing to talk about. Look, if you scared to run my car, ain't nothing wrong with you saying I'm not fucking with that young boy. It's okay. It is okay. I will not hold nothing against you. It's just the other man that bit the dust.
I ain't trying to go around.
Okay, young man. But I'll tell you what. Hey,
go ahead,
if you think you ain't got a little motor, I got a motor for you for sale. If you want to buy a little something bigger, I got one for you. If you're scared of me, we can
okay,
have some.
Okay, nobody's scared,
look,
young man.
Look, I'll sell your motor, come whoop your ass.
Okay. Okay, well, I appreciate it, Tracy. Our business is concluded. He's locked in, so he's really just wasting his breath.
I ain't wasting my breath. I just really think when we get to the track, y'all gonna look at my car like it ain't a back ass car. Y'all ain't gonna run a race me, and my car is a true back ass car. Y'all gonna run away from me, just like they all said a long time ago. I remember people were talking saying Tracy's car is a back ass car. That is a true back ass car. I call that a true back ass car. But y'all saying like that ain't no back ass car. That's bullshit. A back ass car is a back ass car. I don't care how you reframe it, how you build it. A back ass car is a back ass car. It's simple.
Get your ass off and rid it just like that back ass car too, right?
Shit. I done seen back ass cars with goddamn chassis front ends on them that just come off, and the struts and everything the same back half, the standard way, and it's still called a back half car. It is a back half car. It ain't got the steel coilovers or nothing, but it's considered a back half car. It's not chassis all the way back. That's considered a back half car.
Hey, Jason.
Hey,
Jason. Get chuckles. and hide on the phone, man. Don't let this man come to
check. Hey,
Jim, Jim
don't too much like to get on. I
got to
call him off. He don't too much like to come on
there.
Air.
Tell him I said get on there.
Whoever it is with the TV. Hold on, guys. Whoever it is that has a TV going on in the background or has a conversation going on in the background, come on now. Here's your phone.
Hey, okay. We'll try.
I'll
hey, we'll try. Hey, Sharon,
the response.
Call,
what?
Call Jeff, see if you can get Jeff on. Just call him and get
Jeff.
It. That's not, he don't want to come on. Okay.
I don't
have
Jeff's
Jeff
number,
number,
Tracy. No.
I know who that is with all that noise in the background. That's an old boy from Detroit. He's trying to have a money raising thing.
No, that's not him. He
Sharon.
Dropped off. But
hey, wait a minute, Miss
yeah.
Sharon. Who goddamn TV on? Leave that alone.
Hold on.
Number.
Yeah, Finny, can you text? Can you text it to me?
To this number you called me on, yeah.
Yeah.
All
no,
right.
No, the number I normally text
no.
you from.
Okay.
Then,
all right, hang on.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Rail, man.
The rail fell off. You got to me. You got to get Deontay on. He fell off.
I know. I'm gonna get Deontay back on. But in the meantime, little Mac, your mic is open. Doobie, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy.
What's up, Mac?
Hey, I hear. Oh man, I hear trying to do a little work. Tracy, give me 5 minutes. I'm gonna mute my mic for 5 minutes and I'm gonna get back on.
Okay.
This is Tracy.
Yeah.
Man, get that kid on the phone. I heard somebody want to run us too. We'll run him in his race.
I had a cat on him.
Had a cat. Speech.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, had a cat?
Oh, ain't too much, man.
I heard that, man. I heard you were ready to dance.
Okay, so what's on your mind?
What's your mind? What are you doing? Head up.
Head up with the Nova?
With the Nova.
All right, well, that's cool. Well, let's lock it in then.
We lock it in. You got that, Trey?
Huh?
Yeah, we're going to lock that in.
Let's lock in 500 and be in the lanes at 8 o'clock.
That'll work.
And we're going to.
All right.
And we're going to flip for the lanes.
We'll flip for the lanes. That'll work.
Yeah.
That'll work, Mr. Allen. Right. Mr. Allen, how you doing?
King Arthur. What? King Arthur. What? Hold up, man. Hold up. Attica.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, you say two people going to be on the property looking for me. Who are you? Let's go get this shit locked in, man. I mean, you know, I've been sitting back being quiet. Fuck that. I'm running over every goddamn body want to race. Who are the two people? Call them out. We're going to get them on this phone. We're going to lock this shit in for your race.
One of them is an associate where, you know, we already talked about that other car, you know, that Mustang.
Well, I mean, get him on the phone and lock this shit in, man.
Tracy, I got Jeff.
Anyone else right now, I don't think.
Hold on.
Hey, who
on
the phone?
Tracy.
Is that Tracy?
Okay. Hold on. Let me see if I can talk.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on, guys.
Hold on. You got
Tracy, Jeff.
Jeff
is on. Yes.
Jeff. Yeah, hold on.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Yeah.
What's going on? There's a guy on there from Michigan. Let me see if he's still on here with a backhand card. Deontay.
Yeah,
Deontay, you there?
Yeah.
Somebody. That's the Jeff and Hyde guy on the phone now.
Who is that? Is that the Jackal?
This is Jeff. I own both the cars. Who am I talking to?
With the Jackal, right?
With the Jekyll and Hyde race work.
Right. I want to see what you want to do.
Who are you and what do you have?
Don't you got a back half car?
Yeah, I got a back half car. What you got? What do you got?
I got a back half car, a Mustang.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what you want to do. You want to run it? We can run it. You don't?
I'll run anybody anytime. I mean, I'll race you. I mean, just tell me where.
Shit, I'll be in Texas on the 5th. We can race on the 5th.
On the 5th, where in Texas?
Tracy, what is that? Grudging thing? In the 5th, I think that's it. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you done about the race at San Antonio?
Yeah, I think that's San Antonio on the 5th, if I'm not mistaken. I'm asking Tracy, but ain't nobody hearing me.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll walk in. Yeah. I mean, if he's a nitrous back half car, I'll walk in.
All right, bet. We can do it. We'll lock in 500. We'll race 2,500 or better. We'll be in the late stage lanes. What, by 10? Is that cool?
Five, lock in 500 on what?
500 on 2,500 or better.
That's fine.
Okay, who you lock in? Who you lock in? Go ahead, Jeff.
I said, well, we agreed to 5 on 25 or better, but I'm still trying to figure out who I'm talking to. I don't even know who I'm this. All I know is he's got a Mustang.
Deontay from Michigan.
Okay, you're from Michigan. Okay, but it's a nitrous back half car, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's all I care.
Okay, you lock it in a Michigan nitrous back half. That's all it says. 5 on 25 or better, be in the stage lane. What was it? 9 or 10 o'clock? What was it? 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock? What was that?
10 o'clock.
He said
10
o'clock. That's fine with me.
10 o'clock.
Hey,
flip,
what car is this?
Y'all flip a lane.
It's the Jackal, right? No,
it's
I'm
the highest. No.
He can take the lane he wants.
It's the
highest. He can take his
no,
lane. He can
no,
pick the lane
no,
he wants. I'm coming to visit.
Hey, hold on a second now.
He said it's the
you're
highest car. Did you say it's high?
Everybody, hold on. The only car I'm running right now is the Hyde car. And we'll do what we do at a grudge race. You know, what we always do is you're going to give me lane choice and right now, too? Is that what you're saying?
I'm going to give you lane choice because I'm coming to visit you. I'm going to give you your lane choice. Because then when you come down to Michigan, you should give me the same respect.
Okay. I mean, that's fine with me. We usually flip for lanes, but if you want to give it up.
No, I ain't flipping. A lane ain't shit but another side of the racetrack. They both of the lanes the same way. I don't give a fuck about no lanes.
Okay, well, that's good. I do sometimes, but, hey, it's up to you. You want to give it,
shit.
I'll take.
Hey, no. Hey, look, I look at it like this. My motherfucking car's working. If my car can't get down, look, my car hook on water, goddammit. If it can't hook, I'm going to get rid of the motherfucker. Give a fuck.
Hey, I'm already liking you, man. You got some balls. There ain't many people around here that'll do what you're doing.
You ain't lying. I'm the one told him to call you, and guess what? Let's wet his motherfucking lane, because he bullshit.
That's funny. I like it, man. I've been having to race pro mod. This first back half, I've got a chance to race in a long time. That's not good.
Shit. Hey, I got to pull my car, too. It won't ask you. Goddamn, you can pick my goddamn back half car, though, on an oil spill. That motherfucker still leaves hard.
Hold on. Let me quickly clarify. Jeff.
Yeah.
I heard you say, and I heard him say, he just said a nitrous back half against your higher car. So that's what you're agreeing, right? He just said
yes,
a nitrous back half. So you don't know what it is. You just didn't care.
I said as long as it's a nitrous back half car, I don't care who it is or what it is. I don't care if they're from Canada, Mexico, Detroit, it don't matter to me because I hadn't seen anything run close to what I run. He's going to have to show me he's that bad because that's a lot of talk right now. So I'm really looking forward to this.
Okay, y'all, 5 on 25 or better.
That's
it. That's on Saturday.
Hey,
that's on the 5th, Saturday.
Hey,
that's a Saturday night, right?
I'm
that's a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I believe, hey.
That's Saturday night, okay.
I believe.
That's a lot.
Okay. Yep, that's a lot. I believe in my car so much shit, I think I'd gap his ass, too, just like I said about T-Man.
Well, hey, let's do it. If you believe in your car that much, let's do 1,000 on 7,500.
We can bet higher than that, goddammit. You talk about
let's do it,
money, goddammit.
I'll go with 1,000. I'll do 1,000 on 7,500 right now. I'll lock that in.
Shit, lock that in right
now.
No problem, bro. Goddammit.
Hold on.
We can race the first thing in the morning. Goddammit, we can wake the birds up, goddammit.
Just make sure you bring that fresh money for me. I'll be ready to
That's
take
what
it.
I'm talking about.
Hey, listen,
you
y'all,
ain't
y'all changing
I'm gonna
the lock
so
in?
Bad, I'm gonna take you out of town.
I heard two things. I'm trying to figure y'all changing the lock in or what? What are y'all doing?
No, we're running 1,000 on 7,500 now.
He better bring his checkbook.
Okay, y'all betting 1,000 on 7,500 a better.
Yeah.
Yep. It got to be 7,500 or better. And he better bring
his
check.
Okay, that's locked. Okay, but that's Saturday. Okay.
Hey, Atomic Dog, do you know who this is? I mean, are they really going to show up with this
yeah.
money? I mean, do you know
right.
who this is?
Oh, I'm showing up.
I know. I know who it is.
Okay.
I know where he live at.
Okay, good.
he got that 5 or 6 locked in races already, Jeff.
Yeah, well, I hope his car holds together that long. Because,
sorry, I blow a motor. Hey, look here. I blow a motor. I got another one in the motherfucking trailer. I ain't leaving when I was nobody, somebody money. I don't give a fuck. All
right, good.
Hey,
you got any more? Hey, you got any more friends that want to race?
Thank you.
I got a brother I can call right on 3-way. He won't ask you to. He got a goddamn Mustang, and it's a chassis car. So we can get it. Hey, we can get this motherfucking show cracking if you want to. And we can have fun.
Well, get him on the phone then.
Hold on. I'm about to get him right now. Hey, you talked to us too wrong, goddamn it. My woman already gave me permission. Hey, matter of fact, believe it or not, I'm in North Carolina right now. I'm gonna be in Texas by Thursday because I'm coming out of the test. So any of you motherfuckers really talking, I'm testing it Thursday. In Texas, with your ass Thursday. We ain't gotta wait till the 4th. You can have action
okay.
Thursday.
What track are you testing at?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about Texas where I'm gonna test it.
You don't know?
But I'll let you know wherever I go.
Yeah,
I don't know
let
where,
me know.
When I get my car, I'm gonna let you know. Hey, goddamn it, my
what
back half car with me right now. My back half car with me.
That is got a good track. Hey, get your buddy on the phone.
He said
you
got a pro mod. Get your
other buddy
on the phone. I'm about to get my brother on the phone, right,
motherfucker? There's plenty of pro mods around here. If y'all got that kind of money to give away, you should bring it.
Tell him bring it and quit saying it, goddammit.
You sound crazy, motherfucker. We about to give some money away.
Hey, look at here, man. I'm going to send you a little debit card. So you can get back home, man. Give me your address. Give that to Atomic Dog so you can get your ass back home. I told you what your ass is going to look like coming down here talking like that. Huh?
I know Tree Man. I already know Tree Man wants to run you, so, I mean, you got
He locked in with Tree Man already. He locked in with Tree Man and Peanut already.
Golly. I hope there's some more people in Detroit like that.
Well, I know one thing, his ass going to be like a monkey's ass when he leave here.
You ain't going to do nothing, man. You just talk so much shit, you ain't going to run out of motherfucking soul.
I told you, man, you going to run on my feet. I'm going to run you on my feet, man. At 62 years old, all I want is to get out of there. How about that?
Hey, Atomic Dog.
Yeah.
Hey, you heard our deal. I'm locked in with him 1,000 on 7,500 or better with a nitrous back half car that he's bringing. And at 10 o'clock in the staging lanes, he's giving me lane choice.
Yeah.
And you got all that? Because I'm good, man. I've heard enough. I like this guy, man. He's got some backbone. I like hearing this.
Yeah.
I like this, man.
Yeah. Y'all locked, yeah. Mr. Jeff, this is Ken. Yes. I appreciate you standing up and helping us in the state of Texas. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir.
I look forward to seeing you again.
This time I'm going to be on your team, and we're going to run this son of a bitch clean back up yonder.
Hell, I'm going to go to Las Vegas when I'm done with him and see if I can double it.
What the fuck are you talking about? That's where I'm headed.
Hey, hold on. My brother, hello. My brother on the end right now. Let's end this shit right now. Let's come on.
Hi, brother.
Three man.
Hello?
Three man.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
What are you doing? I fell off a minute ago.
What's up?
Who that?
He wants to do that race. With the black Mustang. With the black Mustang.
Hot shot,
AJ.
Yeah.
Hot shot.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
On the phone.
All right, my brother on the other end.
Yeah.
So whoever was talking that shit about a pro mile car, my brother coming with me to Texas, talk that shit. He on the phone. Come on, we got a lot of money.
Okay.
Y'all take. Yeah.
He on the phone.
Y'all take.
Yeah, he on the phone right now. AJ.
Hello?
Yeah,
he on
there?
Hell, he ain't talking.
What's your name, man?
Shit, AJ.
Yeah. Man, I ain't
got
time to be playing, Charlie. What's up? Hey, you got a promo? Hey, AJ, you got a promo car you want to run in Texas?
What type of money y'all talking?
The lock in. I think you got to, well, they're locked in depending on what you want to run. You know, if the promo is here,
I'm not running any robots that I don't know without a backhand. I told him I'll run his backhand nitrous car, but. You know, I'm not interested in running a chassis car that I haven't seen. I'd have to see it and know what it is. But, you know, I ran chassis car down in North Carolina this last weekend, man.
Hold on, man.
Hey, Tracy, you can't hardly hear your brother, man. That's the problem. We can't hardly hear
him. I can't hear him.
Oh, AJ.
What's up?
Hey, you got to talk on the phone a little more. They can't hear you.
Hey, you go on the phone, man. I'm doing something right now.
So what you want to do? You want to race a car with anybody?
Yeah,
I'll
do my damn
lobby
and
I'll
bring her out.
All right, I'll do that.
All right. Sounds
like you're
scared. Hey, Trey. Yeah.
I ain't coming out there, man. I'm getting me about 8,000, 10,000.
All right. Hey, Dante.
Yeah.
Dante, hold that for a second. Had a cat.
Yeah.
Had a cat. Look out, had a cat.
Hello?
Had a cat. Hey, Tracy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Had a cat still on the line?
Yeah, he keeps saying hello.
Yeah. I'm muted.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm on here. I had my phone on mute.
You got Hot Shot on here?
No. He ain't on here. Hold on.
Yeah, he's on here.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, King Arthur.
Yeah.
King Arthur.
Go ahead.
King Arthur. King Arthur.
Yeah.
You see my motherfucking little brother say he want any motherfucking money. He don't give a fuck either.
He sang in the choir, don't he?
No, that's because he at work. He at work right now. He at work.
No, he's so singing in the goddamn choir. He sang so loud, motherfucker can't hear.
Hey, no, he said he'll bring his car out if he come to Texas regardless with his car, but he said he don't give a fuck. He told me like any race he wants. And my brother ain't scared to race a motherfucker, so he's just like me. We ain't got no motherfucker heart coming in. Ain't no friends. We'll race our mama. Shit.
Bullrider,
your mic is open.
Hey,
Tracy.
Your mic is open.
Tracy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, this is Bullrider. What's going on, Brother Roy? Hey, that guy from Detroit. Me, you already got 2,000 locked in. But you said you want to get the jungle car?
I'll race the jungle any day, anytime.
You already locked in. You already locked in with him, homeboy. But I heard you say that you're gapping.
I got the jackal.
Hi, Mr. Jeffel.
Okay, Tracy. Jeff on and see if Jeff want to take that bet. Or can I have him too?
He already locked in, man. They already locked in Saturday.
Okay. Hey, are you going to guess the high car?
God damn shit. Make you think I would miss shit. These cars. Look.
Hey, man. Hey, look, bro. Hey, I ain't worried about all that shit there. I got $1,000 to say that you don't get the high car, okay?
Okay, you got a car too? You got a car?
No, I don't have a car. I ride bulls and horses, okay? But I got $1,000
to
say you don't get the high car.
If you want to bet that, I'll take that $1,000 bet too. I'm taking all the bets. And God damn it, you let me go out there and buy a fucking horse and bet you that your horse ain't faster than mine. I go buy a motherfucking horse to race you with. I ain't got a horse.
Hey, man.
This dude is crazy,
man. You know, horses and bulls up there in Detroit, man. It ain't nothing but some idiots like you. But anyway, I'm just talking about, bro.
Shit. Hey, you'll make me go buy a motherfucking bull and bet you any amount of money. I'll ride a bull over to your motherfucking ass. Shit. I ain't never rode a bull in my life.
Hey. I tell you what, brother. All you gotta do is
it's funny. Hey, it's funny. All these people on the side bet me $1,000, $2,000, but they ain't got no car. So you know what I'm gonna do? If they got a regular car, I gotta ask you for a regular car. I got a regular car. God damn it. A little stock in here thing, real cool. Fuel injected in. I'm gonna bet regular car. If they got a cool car, you know what? If they got a horse. If they got a horse.
7-1-3-5-1-7-2-3-0-7.
Hey. I'm gonna get back in the bushes, but I don't know what they're doing up there in Detroit. They doing some crazy shit up there. But hey man, now me, you already locked in with Tree Man. You said you're gonna get Tree Man, and you ain't gonna get Tree Man at all. And then I'm gonna put another thought that you're not gonna get Jeff, okay?
Hey, keep bet. I'm gonna take all your wife gonna leave you. Shit, you crazy motherfucker.
Okay, hey brother, when you get, I will be in San Antonio, Texas Thursday. I'm gonna be on the side of the road looking for you. So as soon as you come across the gate, with them Detroit, mission is paid, I'm coming to your pit.
Yeah. Okay, hey. You better come. Hey, if you come over, make sure you take some pictures, too.
Great.
Jeff, your mic is back open.
Okay, Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tom, Doc. Hey, I'm telling you to come to Houston on the 25th because Birdman blew his mind. He can't run me. So tell him to drag, if he's that anxious, bring that car to Houston on the 25th, and I'll run him this month. And I'll run him in San Antonio again. I don't care.
Wait, what now?
Did you hear me?
What did you say?
Hey, Tracy. He said tell that guy to come to Alicat Race because Birdman can't race at Alicat Race. He'll race him at Alicat Race if he wants to.
Race
them
twice. At your race and at the
Kent
race, Tommy.
Okay, look, I'll tell you what. Hey, I'll tell you what I do. Tomorrow go like I plan to go, and everything goes situated correctly like I want to go, you got that race on the 25th. But if it don't, I'm not about to lock in that race because they ain't no
well,
how to sit with me right there. But
you're
I do know I'll
be
there
no.
in Texas.
You're already saying no. You just said you were going to come up here and test. Lock it in. You think your car's so bad? Lock it in right now. You've been doing a lot of talking.
I want to see you
lock it in.
You want to see me lock it in? I'm coming down there this Thursday. And you said on the 25th,
Thursday at any track in Texas this Thursday. I don't care. I'll run you anywhere.
I'll tell you what we'll do. You say you want to race on the 25th? We're at Alicat Race.
I'll run right there in Houston.
It ain't gonna hang up the line. It's gonna hang up the whole.
You'll race me on the 25th in Houston.
Yes.
I tell you what I do. You got that race on the 25th in Houston. King Arthur, have your ass there. I'm gonna drag you there. Have your ass there. You got that race. I'm gonna race Edmund on the 25th, but he can't do it. But goddamn it, you got action on the 25th.
All right.
We're locked in.
Okay. What are you locked in for?
Hey,
man, why you want me to be there?
Hold on, brother.
Hold on,
brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother.
Hold on. Guys, hold on a second.
Hold on.
Whoever has that conversation going on, mute your phone.
But this man is going hours for hours, much like yours.
Hold on. Hello?
Okay, now go ahead. I think I found it.
Atomic Dog, get still.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, did you hear what he said? He will run me at Alley Cat's race on the 25th. He will come. I just was asking what he wanted to lock that in for.
We'll lock that in for $500, $2,500 or better. And we get there, we can get up more money soon. I get there.
Five on 25 or better. That's good.
Yep.
Okay, we're good. You want to flip for lanes, or you still want to give up lanes?
Hell no! You know what? I told you to walk. I'm a car hook on water. You can get your own goddamn lane. My car hook on water. I don't give a fuck what you do. You can take the lane. I'm gonna whoop your ass. You can get too much.
All
right,
good.
What time you want to race?
Let's say 8 o'clock in the lanes at 8 o'clock.
You want to get your ass up at night. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hey, I'll race you at 6 o'clock. I don't care. 7 o'clock, you name it. You're the one that's driving from Detroit. I don't care.
No, I ain't that far. I'm already in North Carolina. I'm doing something to my car. I ain't that far from Texas.
Yeah, you're still over 20 hours.
It's all right.
Is all three of them in the trailer? You might well get your ass whooped right now.
No. This is my back half car. My chassis car with me. My chassis car gets something done to it, but my back half car is with me.
Well, that's good, cause see, you won't come back.
Oh. You crazy motherfucker, King Arthur.
You crazy motherfucker. That's how come I'm laying dead. To see this motherfucker. Now, I tell you what, I got the slowest promo in the world. I tell you what, you let me wet that goddamn track since that son of a bitch if he come back hook and water. Let me wet that track all the way down, goddamn, and I'll pay double on the money.
Hey, I'll tell you what, goddamn, you can put oil on the track next to my car. My car hooking on oil, goddamn it. My car is
that's right. Well, let me all that motherfucker. Put all in water down there, you say.
Yeah. Put all in water, motherfucker. Matter of fact, you can put oil on there. Just let me heat up the tires. Watch that motherfucker hook and go.
Well, guess what? Let me just get a can of oil and then have it.
You have reached the maximum time
hit.
Permitted
then
to record.
Back.
To send your message, press 1 at any time.
You
to send your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3.
All
for more
when
options,
you run
press
me.
4. To cancel, press
you
star.
That's your brother, man.
Tracy.
Yeah.
To send your message, press 1 at any time.
So,
to listen to your
good?
Message, press 2. To re-record, press 3.
Okay. Hold on,
for more
hold on,
options.
What is that?
Are we all good locked in for Houston on May 25th at Alley Cat Race? For
to send your message,
know,
press 1 at any time.
No,
to listen to your message.
I ain't got no clarification on that, so it was so much mumbo jumbo, I'm not sure where y'all was at on that.
Well, he told me he would run me. I just wanted to be sure you heard it at Alley Cat Race.
No, look. I'm locking 500 or better to Tracy, and we can raise 2,500 or more on the 5th. On the, whatever,
don't lock
what,
in
I
with
mean,
me.
On, I mean, on the 25th.
I'll be out of town that weekend. I'll be out of town that weekend, so I can't hold
all
that
right,
lock in.
I ain't doing it. If I can't lock in with Tracy on the 25th of that time, you're out of town, I ain't doing it.
Well, that's your easy out then. Okay. All right.
That ain't my easy out. I was gonna whoop your ass. Hey, look, wait till the
4th. You couldn't whoop none.
I'm about
to double
what the fuck you want to race for on the 4th. I'm gonna bet that motherfucking four-ass car you got, goddammit. What the fuck you want to do?
Let me tell you something. You're doing a lot of talking. I've never even heard of your car.
Heard of your ass. Thank you. Who are you?
Yeah, no one's heard of you.
Look,
you're on here doing all this talking.
Hey,
you had who
look,
you beat?
Look, my car is brand new.
But you didn't beat anybody.
I ain't beat nobody. I ain't raced my car at all downtown. You know what I'm saying?
We can't abandon
that. I'm going to every race down south. I don't mean no disrespect, but you and a lot of you motherfuckers that are locked up with me gonna lose their money. You better believe that.
That's good because you're gonna learn a new lesson when you come up here.
Well, what's that lesson?
That lesson is
that
you're not near as fast as you think you are. That's what you're going to learn.
Hey, look, I'm telling you, be sure and bring
all that money.
Money, that's what I'm talking about.
Are you listening to me? Can I ask you a question?
Ask.
Okay, you say I'm going to learn a lesson when I come to Texas, am I right?
That's right.
What lesson can I learn when half of your people in Texas don't know what the fuck a back half car is? What lesson can I learn?
Well,
learn
what a back half is.
Look,
teach us what
you
a back half is.
You got people down there that say they done ran 200 some people and they done whoop, but they then again half of the people want to come look at my back half car. They saying my car might be a chassis car. See, just because the front end come off and all that, the clip come off. That don't mean that it's not a back half car. That don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
It's still
a
Does it have a stock
front frame rail? Does it have a stock front frame rail?
That's all that matters, right?
A stock front frame rail, a firewall.
Yeah, I got a firewall in my car, back half car still.
And you got
a stock front
frame rail.
What is that?
The only thing different. In the front of my back ass car, I changed the struts and the stocks. That's it. But everything else is changing the stock spots.
You changed what?
The front struts and shocks in the front. That's it. I picked pack springs. That's it. That's the only thing I changed.
Well, it's a back ass car. As long as you got a stock front frame rail, that's all I care.
That's what
and
I said. But I said that shit. I said the same thing to Nightmare. He said no. He want to take my car, chassis car. Like I said, a lot of people scared of Texas. They just talk shit. That's all they do. They don't know what a fuck back half car is.
You've been talking to the wrong people. If you got a stock front frame rail on that car, I'll run you. I'll run you. Never bat an eye. But there's a lot of guys that try to call a rail car a back half car because they got 12-inch piece of iron laid up in there on the tubing. As long as you haven't cut that front end off and changed it, it's a back half car.
Right.
So,
and that's what I've been saying.
Could y'all explain what a front half car is?
Hey man, kick King off the phone, man.
Man, we established what a back half is. What is a front half car?
A front half car is what the fuck you pull any of your money with.
And that's what I want to do.
So a middle of a car. That's a front half car.
That's the front half. That's what I beat in. I like the front half. All right.
Make sure you buy the front half car, then I can find you.
Well, Mr. Jekyll, I'm so glad that you come on the show because, you know, it's July the 4th. You know what July the 4th is, don't you? That's all America. And that's you folks to support your country. And you stand it. Oh, bring a goddamn big billy club with you.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see if I got any more hands up. We got any more hands up?
No, you don't have any more hands up.
You didn't get the back phone.
Pro Stock Joe was texting me. Did you get him on? Pro Stock Joe was texting me.
No, I didn't get him on because I couldn't understand your text. And, guys, again. Okay, if that's what you think you said. Guys, there's somebody with a TV going on in the background. Mute your phone or something. Turn the TV off. It's hard to hear.
I keep telling you that boy from goddamn Detroit having a fundraiser.
Hey, that ain't me.
It sounds like
he trying to get everybody to put some money in the pot to come to Texas. Detroit so goddamn broke, he trying to tell everybody give me $20 and I'll take you to Texas where all the money is.
Hey, you know what's so funny? I'm in Postdoc Joe Katie, Michigan when I first got my car done, and I asked Postdoc Joe, and I think this was last summer. I said, Postdoc Joe, if we get him on the phone, Postdoc Joe would say this. I said, Postdoc Joe, I'll race Mike Hill or anybody else that want to race. And I'm still saying it. And I said that a year ago. And I'm still saying it now.
Well, reason why Postdoc Joe didn't get none of them on the phone, they were from the Postdoc Joe protection.
You ain't gonna never get the race,
Mike Hill.
Tracy,
Postdoc
Joe.
Joe,
Postdoc.
Yes.
Yo, what's up,
Tommy
Dog?
What's up, man? Hey, Postdoc Joe.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you remember when you came to Mile a long time ago? Remember, I was the guy, and I said, I'll race Mike Hill. You said, when I put that on camera, when I first got my chassis car built.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell them, I'm coming to Texas, Pro Stock. I'm coming to whoop a lot of people ass.
You coming to World Rush Nationals?
Yeah, I'm coming. Remember, Pro Stock Joe, we tried to get my chassis car, because we said I had a bad-ass chassis car when he was up there. I was trying to get my car to come down there, but I said, I'm going to do some stuff. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all I boys told him that you knew my car. I told him you knew my car. I said, I asked you the main thing, first thing I said when I ran you last year. Didn't I say, where is Mike Hill? I want to race Mike Hill. Didn't I say that?
Yeah. You said a whole bunch of stuff. Now I'm gonna have to. When is that time you coming out? When are you coming out to race?
I'm coming on the 4th. Where's next? I'm gonna lock in with a couple people.
You got
locked
in.
All right, now who's
I heard. I got it. That's why I'm on the show. I got a phone call now. I'm trying to make this legit. Now, see, I know you the real deal. These boys don't know. So what we make you? What we're gonna have to make you do is make you send some punk out money down to Tracy Atomic Dog. Make you send him
that.
Some money. Huh?
I'm gonna do that.
We already talked about that. He gonna send some money to me.
Okay. Well, shit.
Yeah,
then.
Hey, folks, stop.
Let them know about this badass chassis car that's coming down there. They think it's a joke.
They don't know shit.
They don't know a goddamn thing coming today.
But listen, hey, homo, what's your name? I forget your name. What's your name is again?
Deontay.
I can't hear it. Say it again.
It's Deontay.
Almost like Beyonce.
Yeah.
All right, Deontay. Well, listen now. If you need Now, all you boys in Detroit, if y'all need some extra money, man, just go down to Texas. That's the easiest money you ever heard in your life. Easiest money in the world. So, Deontay's going to go down there and fuck their guys.
What the hell
is
this nigga here,
man? Oh, man, who the hell is that man?
Hey,
come on, Tracy.
Watch the N-word.
That was
Nightmare.
Who was that? Close again. Flint.
Close again.
Texas ain't shit. They the low man on the totem pole. Every other area of the country will do some unspeakable shit to Texas in the grudge race. Look what happened to your goddamn Hyde when he came over here. He can't even get down the goddamn track. I mean, I appreciate him for coming out here and all that shit, but Goddamn it, if we don't be for a red light, he would have got train link. The man transmission slipped.
Hold on. Jeff, you still there?
Jeff dropped off.
Jeff, he dropped off?
Yeah.
Why don't you prep the track right?
No, the track was prepped right.
Hey,
no, the track
hey,
was prepped right.
Hey, Jeff.
It's Pro Stock, man. Let me just say thanks for coming out, man. And let me just explain to you right now that this is entertainment. I'm just getting ready to talk some shit, so be prepared, all right? It's not even real. It's just entertainment, that's all.
Is Jeff there?
He doesn't necessarily understand what we do when we do it, so I just want to make sure he knows.
We definitely appreciate
him taking that long ride out here, coming out here. Put on a good show, and congratulations on the good win, man. Congratulations. Red light for our part of racing. If you red light, that means your ass got beat. But,
Hey, is Jeff there?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Hey, they don't know I'm the real thing, and I'm coming to take a lot of goddamn money. I told them a long time ago, it was a summer ago, when I said I was going to take my tax car down there, but I couldn't because I was going through some family issues. They try to say I'm coming pro stock.
I'm coming with a bitch. Didn't I say that? I said soon as I come down, I'm coming. Didn't I say that? I'm going to bring my wallet, my wife's wallet, my girlfriend's wallet, my kid's college fund, and my double up on every goddamn thing. What you going to need to bring? Man, Texas ain't shit when it comes to racing. Y'all done got y'all ass toe up. It wasn't for a lucky red light. Y'all never had a winning last. The damn Jekyll and Hyde had to go and buy the shadow men, pay them motherfuckers to keep from whooping their ass anymore. They're being so goddamn bad. That's why they hired them. So they won't whoop their ass no more. Roy James come over here every time and get his ass kept alive. Just fuck poor Roy James up. That motherfucker stuttering and stammering and talking in tongues and shit. Get his ass. Throw the fuck up. Look what happened to Tree Man. Goddamn. I thought a tree was supposed to be there. Tree Man got chopped.
Go ahead, King.
Yeah. Goddamn, me tell him how you steal cars up there. That's your best motherfucking thing. Yeah, well, we ain't saying we ain't got some rogues up here, but we didn't steal no goddamn car. We stole y'all ass and smashed your motherfucking pockets, bitch. That's what we really did. And you can make it anything you want to make. We stole y'all ass and smashed your motherfucking pockets. Motherfucker, you were trying to catch that Learjet back home. When you went back to get on the goddamn plane, they said insufficient funds, motherfucker. They fucked you up in Florida.
Hey,
the East Coast, man, when it comes to graduation, I love all you Texas dudes, man. Y'all some smooth dudes. I love to eat barbecue ribs with y'all and shit and hang out and talk smack. But when it comes to racing, man, y'all just second class. That's all there is to it. I can give you example after example. And I'm going to love
the hell out of
there. I'm going to love to come out there in a couple of months, a few weeks, about 50 days now, and take some more of y'all goddamn money. I mean, because like I said, you know, my kids need to go ahead and finish that college fund. Need to go ahead and get it paid on out. Need to get my wife a new Jericho and a new tank top for beach.
I tell you what, y'all heard somebody see my car now.
Beyonce gonna fuck y'all up. He gonna break you, King. He gonna make you sell your goddamn gold teeth, bitch.
No. Hey, hold up. We don't play the bitch talk.
I'm sorry. He gonna make you sell that gold teeth, motherfucker.
All I can tell you, ride on somebody's dick, yours too, show.
Well, yeah, you know, Listen, a girl told me she need ten inches to get satisfied. I said, baby, I can't give you ten at one time, but I can give you five two times.
Well, that's your goddamn satisfaction then. Stick your finger in your ass while you're doing that.
Yeah, I do that. I do that all the time. While I'm counting that goddamn Texas money, I do that all the time.
Hey, well look at him, man. All I can tell you, you know goddamn well, every time you see me, you ain't never seen me with no money shouted. So guess what?
If it don't be for you making loans, all the rest of them Texas motherfuckers be broke as hell, because we done fucked them up out of all their goddamn money.
Well, all I can tell them is, look here, I'm going to be goddamn me handing out debit cards. Just look for the money truck over there to the right. I'm going to be there for all them that need a loan. How about that?
Oh, yeah, hey. Hey, listen, King. Go ahead.
King, I'm coming to take all your money.
No, don't take it. You can goddamn win it, but you're, a goddamn mountain lion can't come take it, but a goddamn baby in a stroller can win it.
Hey, Pro Side Joe.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Hey, Pro Side Joe. They think, two people I bet it on Gap, they think I'm bullshitting when I say I'm going to gamble with my goddamn cash card. They think it's a game. I put money in my cash card like it's a joke. They think it's a game. They think it's a game, Pro Side.
This ain't no game, baby. This ain't no game.
Hey, Pro Side.
My man going to fuck you up. Yeah, go ahead.
Are you going to have the NGA girls there?
Man, you know the NGRA is coming in there strong. Strong.
Well, goddamn it. Well, tell him what they going to do. He'll run their ass, too. How about that?
No. We friends. We ain't coming to run y'all. We coming to fuck y'all.
Hey, hold on.
We coming to fuck y'all. Texas is in the East Coast and Detroit and Chicago
Midwest
put together. We coming to fuck y'all up.
He was born in New York.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
He was born in New York.
Listen, man. I smell pussy. Y'all trying to get that pressure off y'all motherfucking back. That's what I smell now.
Only goddamn thing we scared of something happened to your ass. before you get here.
Hey, Pro Stock.
That's the only damn thing we scared of.
Hey, Pro Stock.
Yes, sir.
Pro Stock.
Yes, sir.
I told him, I said, when I come, like I did in Milan when he was there, I said, when I come, I'm bringing two extra motors, too. If I blow one, I'm still going to give me a race in this motherfucker.
Lord to the have mercy. You heard what the man said.
Hey,
I told
him.
Hey, listen, hey, yo, hey, D, hold on, man, because you scared them too goddamn bad. You see these motherfuckers backing up. All these motherfuckers got Michael Jackson syndrome. They turn it half white, they got vertigo, and they goddamn moonwalking. They put a white glove on when the motherfuckers go, you scared them, man. Take it easy, man. Take it easy. Scared them motherfuckers.
Hey, get your goddamn ass out of our camp and go on back over to your goddamn meet three people on the show ass and let us do what we do over here. That's what you do.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers is just nervous, man. These motherfuckers trying to get that pressure off their ass. What's going on, Tracy?
Ain't that a bitch?
He done
locked
in five of them, so five Texas guards unlocked him in. So, no, they locking him in left and right.
Hey, pull stop.
Yeah.
They don't know I'm about to gas their ass in the 330. They don't know my car bad 60 foot of both. They don't know about that motherfucker.
Well, guess what? You might need a Lynn O'Jack's number motor. I heard they got their ass tore up.
Jeez.
What's up, all them people on check?
Hey,
that was the best
thing. Full stop.
Hey, listen, Beyonce. I want you to fuck these motherfuckers up to the highest point of fucked up kidney. I want you to beat the goddamn brakes off these bitches. I mean the beat up. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say the B word. I'm sorry. But Beyonce. I want you to beat these motherfuckers like they name was Toby, and they try to run away.
Hey, post up.
Yeah.
Do you know they got a nerve enough to lock in with my back ass car? They want to lock in with my back ass car.
I know you're gonna be. You're gonna be on there.
Hey, I'm right here. Yeah,
hey, Pro Stock. I told the motherfucker I'll hook you up. I say, my car hook you up. So, Pro Stock, another goddamn thing. When you get on this show, you can speak to us before you start that bullshit.
I'm sorry. Hello, gentlemen. How's everybody this evening, gentlemen? I do definitely apologize for that. I definitely apologize for that. How's everybody this lovely, fine Texas evening?
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, we need to find us some motherfuckers, some more chassis cars. My car gonna be home. I only got two weights in my chassis car. I got a lot of motherfuckers calling my back ass car. I'm gonna lock this shit on my chassis car. They probably wanna get down.
When you get here, you're going to get so locked up, you're going to thank your ass in jail.
What? Hey, everybody, look here. Everybody on this show, I know somebody on this show got a chassis car they want to get some action. I'm calling out anybody. I'll race the motherfucking screwball. Hey, off the trailer, I'll race the screwball. I don't give a fuck who we got. Hey, the fourth, anybody can get action. I hold no grudge. I won't smack you with my chassis car. I want to pick this bitch on somebody.
Motherfucker, gotta let you go and all that shit. I tell you what. Hey, hold up. Hold up. I tell you what. You get your ass up there, head up with Snoop Dogg, and then goddamn it, goddamn lose that, give you the back top. And then if you lose that, then you get the goddamn break. How about that?
Go get a motherfucking school board. If you come up the trailer with me, I race any motherfucking school board in the motherfucking world. Frankie Taylor, any of you motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck. Go get a school board. Let me go and come up the trailer. They got ass.
Well, yes, hey, the way we race, goddamn it, down here, so you don't fucking understand, we check and see which way you need to do to get down the motherfucker, and then it go down on your ass. How about that?
Hey, keep on. I tell you what you do. You go get some of that big loan money you say you got. You go call some motherfucking body. You told me to say specific names. I said names, motherfucker. They ain't came on the show. They ain't said nothing. And they got school boards. They scared of me. They running. They don't want no action.
Well, if anybody they see it, goddamn me, come out. You got the baddest motherfucker in the world, and then come out and let you get out of there. You sit your ass down and watch him late. How about that?
Hey, Chase.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Hey, man, call. Hey, put Doug Reason on his ass for him, man. With his back end. I mean, with his front mile car. Call Doug Reason and set it up, Tracy.
Hey, he gonna be on next week. He calling everything, so he gonna be on next week. I know Doug wants to come to the race. Guys gonna give him a race, though.
They're gonna race. Hey, Tracy, they're gonna race right there for Doug with his front mile car. They're
yeah,
front mile.
Hey, hey, man, this is Alley Cat.
What's up, Cat?
Nightmare.
Nightmare.
Go ahead. Do a clip on that. Alley Cat, goddamn it, you ain't spoke to me.
What's up? What's going on, King?
You see this goddamn badass brother from goddamn Detroit selling these motherfucking whoop tickets and trying to goddamn me like he Billy Badass?
Hey, I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about Nightmare. Damn that dude from up from
yeah.
Detroit.
Hey, Nightmare,
there you go. Say, man, are we looking for you, man?
Hmm?
I say, this is Alley Cat, man. Are we looking for you?
Well, you found me. I'm right here. Talk to me. You found me?
Is this your Nightmare?
No, this ain't Nightmare. This is Deontay.
No, I don't want to talk to you, man. I want to talk to Nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit, why you want to talk to me, Alley Cat?
You ain't going to do nothing.
Shit, Alley Cat, I heard you got a backhand start coming.
Yeah. I got one.
Yeah, shit, you ain't gonna race Tracy, but I'll race you. You run for Tracy, but hey, you ain't gotta run for me.
Oh,
hey.
Okay, then. I tell you what,
hey,
hold on. Hold on.
Hey, you
hold
leave
on,
that.
I'm gonna throw your ass in a minute, man.
No, listen.
Let me take care of let me take care of Nightmare
quick. No. See, you make all these rules and regulations so motherfuckers with big motors can't get in your race. Or motherfuckers that got a car right. You don't want to race. See, you want a race that you can win. You know what I'm saying? But see, I'm gonna speak for all the people with a back half car. See, me, if I throw a mix, I don't care what kind of back half car you got. Bring that motherfucker. If it's a big time back, goddamn it, bring it.
Look at him, Beyonce.
Hold on, Beyonce. The jumper part.
Did you get Nightmare? Still
looking for
smooth and slick. Smooth and slick is still on. Cliff is on too.
Hey, this is Alley Cat, man. We're looking for some action with that Mustang.
Shit, hey, I'm right here. I'll give you action.
Hold
man,
on.
Would you be quiet for a few minutes? Would you be
hold
quiet
on.
For a few minutes?
Can't do that. I'm going to be talking the whole show. He ain't going to be quiet.
Hold on. Smooth.
Hey.
All
this right. is Alley Cat, man. We're looking for some action for that Mustang.
What Mustang?
The associate. The associate.
The associate. I don't know that kid. Who Mustang you talking about, man? You got a Mustang now?
It's in our camp.
We
have a back half Mustang. An old school back half Mustang on big time. You
didn't
see it before. It was at Tracy race.
I've seen it before.
Yeah, you seen it before.
Let me. I'm trying to remember a bit. This black Mustang, old school Mustang.
Yeah.
I can't count right to me right now. I understand, but shit, what you trying? What's up?
Yeah,
head
up.
How's your sound?
I
got to see the truck, kid. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Last time I seen him, you know, with Dan, what's...
I tell you,
what about your car? What about your car? See, you keep with your car. Why don't you tell me your car, DNA,
you
coming with a Mustang? How many cars are you going to try to put on? Which car am I
You were begging last night, man. You were begging last night,
oh,
now.
So you saying the Mustang, your car faster than the Mustang? Is that what you said?
No. Tell the truth. Last night, you was begging. I'm
nobody.
Not giving you nothing.
Okay. I was begging from your car. I was begging from your car. So you telling me
right.
your car faster than the Mustang?
No. That's what you saying. At the Mustang, he going to run you head up. And I'm going to run you head up.
No.
Which one you want?
Well, shit, I don't know nothing about now one, but most likely I would probably dance with two before I dance with the Mustang. I don't know nothing about no Mustang.
Most likely, I'd probably go down on your ass if anything. You know what I'm saying?
Well, hell, well, let's go all lock it in for the 25th.
Yeah.
Not without our check.
Okay. Well, we got to talk about some negotiation. You know, we, me and you talk one-on-one on that. All right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'll hit you later. Okay, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Beyonce, now I thought you just got through talking to a Jucker and Hyde a minute ago. He told you he will lock you in for two races.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say that?
He did, but Tracy gonna be out of town. Tracy gone. I'm not locking in nothing with him to the fourth. We'll race on the fourth. I ain't gonna do nothing because I'm out here. I'm
is that your daddy?
Like,
hey,
that your daddy?
Let
me
have a list.
No,
let me have. Deontay.
Yeah.
Tracy'll tell you I handle that. If goddamn me, you scared to come, I take Tracy's place with the scary ass.
Man, look here. If everybody want me, I'm on the fourth. Okay, fourth or fifth or sixth, seventh, whatever day y'all want. But right now, I ain't doing shit.
Well, back in that stuff here.
What?
Hey,
hey, King Arthur.
What'd you say?
King Arthur.
What?
Now we know he will mind. He ain't as bad
you
as he say.
Goddamn right, he'll mind.
He ain't as bad as he say he is.
That's right.
Okay.
I
y'all,
ain't
running
no
hate. Like a lot of shit. Okay.
Hey.
Huh?
I told my girl before I left, I'm going to wind up outrunning his ass my motherfucking self.
Listen. All you motherfuckers talking shit. None of you motherfuckers will come see me on the floor. When I got my big ass rig there and all three of my cars, ain't none of y'all going to come on and talk to me. Y'all going to be quiet. Y'all going to be spectators. Y'all gonna wear my T-shirt. Watch what I tell you. Y'all gonna wear my T-shirt. Y'all gonna want me to autograph y'all chest.
Hey!
Half of you gonna be 60s anyway.
You send me one now. You send me one of your T-shirts
what?
Now. I wear and say this to ass I'm gonna get. I'm wearing some bitch now saying this to ass I'm gonna get.
Shit, you crazy as hell. Hey, but you know what? Hey, you know what I did recognize? When Post Talk Joe did say he knew my car, he knew all my car. Half of you motherfuckers got quiet. Think about your fault. You can hear birds. Everybody was on my ass and they thought I was just a bullshitter. But when now they know.
Hey, man,
ain't nobody talking.
Hell, Post Talk Joe don't know shit, so what?
Thank you. You ain't ran the motherfucking car. You told us that.
So what? Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm going to make a goddamn bet, and I've been thinking about this all day. I'm going to make $10,000 bet. Hey, I tell you what. You want to bet your $10,000 that ain't none of them cars yours? I bet your $10,000 that them ain't your cars.
I bet
$10,000 that them ain't your cars.
Hey, Tracy, lock that $10,000 in. Motherfucker, I'll take your... Man, you can bet me $50,000.
You're
crazy the most. Every car I got.
Yeah.
Every day of my car, everything that I got.
I don't want to talk about it. Say, Tracy, lock that nigga $10,000 in that goddamn $10,000 in his car.
Lock it in. Tracy, lock that shit in.
Lock his $10,000 that them in his car.
Lock his $10,000, man. He ain't even listening.
Lock that shit in.
That shit.
That's easy money for me.
Sure, goddamn will. Hey, if you eat all of my goddamn money, to be peanuts.
Shit, you got to. Hey, you out your goddamn mind. Tell me ain't nothing. My car's mine. Hey, you wasting your motherfucking mind. Hey, you got a heart problem. You got a brain tumor or something. You crazy motherfucker. I'm about to drive on all your shit.
I just spent $10,000, man. Is that all you want to bet?
Hey,
do you have 20? That's no 20.
Hey, we can bet more. I'm a gambler.
Hey, Tracy, I'm going to bring 100,000 over there, and all you want to bet at heels is a bet. I'm going to bring you 100,000 over there, and all you want to bet out of his money is a bet.
Hey,
Hey, my motherfucking name ain't Mike Hill. I don't drive not a motherfucking shit. You understand what I'm saying? I give you my goddamn engine builder. I give you my taxi builder number. And they all know who Deontay is. They all know who the fuck I am. Now, what the fuck you got to say? You ain't got to put yourself in there.
Hey,
you,
you know what I got to say? You the ignorant motherfucker in front of the gun. How about that?
Yeah, okay. Hey, you know what I got to say? You the ignorant motherfucker that stick all your boys on me. And I'm going to take all their money. Then I'm going to come take your shit too, you racist. Whatever the fuck you got.
I told you, you ain't taking a motherfucking dime, but you can win all of them.
Well, goddamn, I'm coming to win it. I'm coming to win it. Every goddamn
thing
you got.
Well, look it up. Hey, you know what? I'm 62 years old, man. Let's get this shit. And all I want you to do is give me the hit, and I'm going to run you on your goddamn feet for 10,000. How about that?
I'll let you go, motherfucker. Let's go catch you.
You want to lock at it? Been locking every goddamn time.
Hey, I'll let you go and catch you on my feet. Your old ass ain't about to outrun me.
Well, then that's the bad thing. I'm going to get you. I'm going to run you on your goddamn feet since you run your motherfucking mouth so much.
We can do that, too. I'm in good shape. We can do that, too.
I bet you is in good shape.
Hey, only been out of football for a year. I'm in real good shape.
I've been out of football year for about 50 years. Now what?
Well, shit, I'm ready. I'm ready.
You gonna give me the hit?
I'm gonna let you do the hit. I'm gonna catch you.
Okay, well, you give me the hit. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go on like this here right now. I put up 5,000, you put up 10,000, you give me the hit, and we run my distance. I'm going to fuck you up.
Hey, man, something wrong with you, King J.
What's your business, King Arch?
What?
King Arthur, something wrong with you, man. Something wrong with you, man.
What's wrong with me? Far as I can run? I see something wrong. Wherever we run, y'all, we, that's going to be his gas money.
They cost more than that to get me home, bro. I got a goddamn, rig, man. It cost more than that to get me home.
Hey, you going to run?
Hey, as I need to, check this up. Check this out. I'm on goddamn me. Hold up, man. Stay up out of my business. Check this out. Hey, look here. If you fuck with me, I'll fly you in your rig hole.
Hey.
Why are you bullshitting?
King Arthur, if you beat me and run it, I'll give you one of my cars.
Uh-oh.
Well, hey, give you a car.
Well, guess what? Put that in writing, goddamn it, because my goddamn lawyer will go, wow, that's something, a bitch.
Hey, let's see if we got him on hands before we get out of here, man.
Wait a minute, Tracy, hold up. Tracy, hold up. Oh, Beyonce done tucked his ass in cuff or something. He say, we gonna bet his 10,000 that you made some calls.
Thank you.
And then check this out. He say he gonna give me the hit on the foot race, and if I beat him, he gonna give me what he called. But really, I want $1,000 foot race, man. Is that right?
Man, you got me fucked up.
And
you
don't sit.
Little
bullshit. I quit bullshitting, dog. This tape is got. Hey, this show is tape, you fool.
Thank you.
Man, I'm
about
to
tell you. You got any more hands up? You run up on an hour.
We're
running out fast, so
I'm
out
of
here. Huh?
No.
Hey,
no.
Beyonce, you go, you go,
no.
You go on Tree Man and get my number, because I ain't through talking to your ass.
All right, we can talk
okay,
all night.
Hey. Hey, well, Sharon, let's there ain't no more hand. We're running close on that hour, so let's do a final comment before we can get out of here right now.
I don't want to get out of
here.
Right,
it's going
to
shut off. I'm
trying
to do it before it shut off. It's giving it shut
off.
You call Grundy and say we want to talk now.
Red,
automatic shut off, so I'm trying to get everybody before it internet gets shut off.
You better turn it back on.
Be red. Final comment.
Okay, thank you, Michelle. I have listened to this young man talk his ass off, and I don't even think he know how much money he done bet tonight. I'm not believing none of this shit he's saying. I don't think he's going to show up. I think this is all a lie, and we'll see what on July the 4th who be running out there scared.
Smooth, final comment.
Good show, can't wait till the 4th. And I see it in to be unsafe.
Michelle, final comment.
Grace is saying, spectator, see how some tracks.
Slick, final comment.
Hey, good show, Tracy, good show. Bushnell, this is Slick for Team Nightmare. We're gonna up that ante from 100 to 300, baby.
That's a bet.
Bet it.
King, final comment.
Appreciate y'all letting me come on the show. Say, Beyonce, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all, this old fella might be real, man, because he reminded me of myself when I was 26. So he might have some shit, but guess what?
Hey.
His ass still going to look like that monkey's ass when he leaves Texas, though.
Hey, Smoke. Hey, if he don't show up, this Bush, if he don't show up, that rate, that's off, though. You know, that's if he show up, man. You're talking about six. That ain't me. I said, that's if he don't show up, that means it's off, man. I can't bet if y'all don't raise the man don't show up, man.
Yeah. All right, we're good with that.
Hey, Bush Mill. Just keep it 100, man. I don't need no 300. I just want to see if y'all don't get up that raise. I don't need no 300, just some bullshit bet. I really want to bet $1.
Who is talking about that don't need the 300?
No, I bet that y'all ain't going to run that backhand car. Because y'all want to know so much about it, you know what I'm saying? The man been hollering backhand, so,
You got the 300, though. We're going to run. Me, you got the 300, Bushnell.
Nah, it's 100, man. We still said 100. And if he don't show up,
said,
we can do $1. We really can do $1, but, I mean, we'll do 100, man.
All right, okay. All right.
Deontay, final comment.
Yeah.
All right, my final comment is, what can I say, man? You know, great show. It's been nice talking to everybody. But one thing I'm not going to do, I'm not a fake, and I'm damn sure ain't a phony. Anything I say, I'm going to do it. That's how I was raised, that's how it's going to stay, and that's how it's always going to be. And then for Biz to tell me he think I'm a fake, I'll tell you what, Biz, you can bet me any amount of money. I show up to anywhere you at. I come to you. You can't no man call me a fake. You don't even know me, man. You can't call me a fake, a phony, a lie, anything. That's like calling me a thief, man. But look here, I tell everybody this. I had fun with everybody talking to y'all tonight. I appreciate Postdoc Joe for coming on the show. Thanks, Tracy, for coming. But I tell you what, I see y'all fellas, y'all good fellas on the floor. All right.
Yeah.
It's on you, Tracy.
They go whatever.
All right. Good show, man. You know, like I say, support the shows that's coming up. And, man, everybody just want to say, hey, race is jumping on, man. You got people from different places. Appreciate everybody coming in and doing what they're going to do. Hey, man, a lot of races coming up. Keep the races you can make, man. Go try to have some fun. Until the end, man, y'all be safe, man. See y'all next week. Good night, everybody.